The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Thursday Night Destruction, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Two and a Half Wrestlers, The Midnight Jury, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Pro Wrestling 101, Apex Radio, and of course, The Shining Wizards. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way to do so is to head on over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you do any shopping on Amazon, go to ShiningWizards.com first and click the Amazon button. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase goes to help the show. If you'd like to put our logo on your chest, head over to ShiningWizards.com/merch and pick up one of our Kick logo shirts. Or if you prefer, pick up one of our Shining Wizards Network or any of our other design shirts over at ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Come follow us at Wizards Podcast on Twitter. Become our friends on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Or send us some hate mail at WizardsPodcast@gmail.com. From all of us at the Shining Wizards, we'd like to thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy.
This is Pro Wrestling Syndicate's Dave Destruction. You are listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Thursday Night Destruction. I'm Dave Destruction, and I'm here with my boys, JP.
Hi.
And Ronnie.
Hey.
We've got Summer on the line.
Summer.
And we also have Hummer on the line.
Hi, Tony.
No, that's Tony's not here. Tony's not here.
That's Dave Destruction.
Tony's not here, sorry. Stupid. That's Dave Destruction. Duh.
So I got
mockery.
Mockery.
Oh, did you finish the intro?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, where it's
wrestling talk
and talk about wrestling.
I'm Tony.
I'm Eddie.
I'm Matt.
I'm Kevin.
And I guess I'm Dave.
That's Dave
Destruction joining us in studio tonight. What's going on, boys?
Not much.
All right, you wanted to start us off.
I know we have a lot going on. With Dave being in studio, 10:31 just happened.
Yes.
Oh, shit, I still have my shoes on. Sorry.
Oh, me too.
I just booked my honeymoon, so I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes.
Wow. I need tips.
Matt's
actually
not going to be a virgin much longer.
Matt's going to have sexy sex.
Ooh, he's going to put his pee-pee in the holy hole.
I sent you.
It's sideways because she's Asian, Chinese.
I sent you a text message, and I said Drew Gulak wanted to call the show.
Yeah.
And you seemed against it. Do you have Skype open?
I have Skype open.
Okay, good. I'm going to tell him to call.
Wait, we have a guest in studio tonight.
I understand.
It's totally
this,
cool. I'm very entertained about this.
Like,
have you been keeping up with the whole saga?
I have been keeping up with it, yes.
It's been like a month.
Did you like the promo I cut?
I did.
It was good, right?
It was good.
It's
ballsy.
Promo, man.
Very ballsy.
It's been like a month. Or not months. It's been
a year and months.
Do you have an exact count?
Probably 15 months now.
Okay. Wow. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
And it seems like every time you're not on the show, Drew calls in.
Because he knows.
Is he afraid of you?
What does he know?
I think he is.
This is fantastic.
So you said were you going to fight him or you weren't going to fight him?
I didn't really come out and say it. I did say that if you were to get Bobby Lashley in the cage for 90 seconds,
I will fuck your kid, your goddamn kid.
Really?
He's don't there. Say GD. Officer Payne says that. Don't say goddamn.
Jesus!
That's loud.
I know. Let me turn that down.
That was good. I loved it.
Hey, shut up over there. So, what's this week's update with you and Drew Gulak?
What's the update? I'm just waiting for my shirt. I mean him no ill will.
Nope.
Yeah, right.
I just want my shirt.
He challenged you to a fight. Aren't you going
to
do something?
He told
about
me
that?
To go to his house and take it from him.
Do it.
That's more or less a fight.
Hey, man, you got to man up.
All right, well, then what are we calling him for? I'll go to his house and I'll get it. You know what? Let's call him up and get his address. Actually, I should have his address somewhere. Because when he got a shirt from us, we sent it to him immediately.
Hmm. Was that you did that, right?
I sure did.
Interesting.
Oh boy.
I can give you his number off air and you can call him.
I think I have his number right here, actually. Call him. All right, let's do this later. Let's get into PWS. Let's warm up a little bit. Come on, Dave.
Hey, you know me. That's all I like to talk about is PWS. I don't think there is anything else in life nowadays.
That's true.
This is true.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's good. and rightfully so, obviously.
Obviously.
Well, the cool thing was PWS 1031 happened this past Friday on Halloween. And aside from Matt, who was busy working, all of us had some sort of part in the show. Eddie, as usual, with his alter ego, Shining Edward Jackson, took part in the show. Also did the video stuff with Mr. Kevin.
Yep.
Dave was there doing something other than at ringside. I don't remember seeing you at ringside. Were you there?
They took me away from ringside.
I know. They left Snow White there without her dwarf.
Moff actually says, he goes, hey, you're getting closer and closer. They don't want you near the ring. They want you in the back.
Hold on.
We have a call.
Who's?
Hi, is this Mr. Drew Gulak?
Yep.
What's going on, buddy? It's Tony from the Shining Wizards. How are you? Oh,
wow.
What's going on, Tony? How are you?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. Hey, listen, real quick, I want to thank you, first of all, for giving Matt, Eddie, and Kevin some shirts. And I also want to thank you for the autograph that you sent over. It was pretty nice of you.
No, man. You got to earn that.
Got to earn what? The autograph? I already have it.
No, you got to earn that shirt. I told you we got to fight.
All right.
Oh,
what
boy.
Are we doing this?
Let's see. How about right now?
No better time. Like
is he here? Is he really here?
No.
Matt's laughing. Is he here?
Yeah, he's outside.
Is he really?
No.
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 Why would he be here?
How would Drew Gulak get here?
Car, train, bus? There's an echo. Why is there an echo?
Hello? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
A little bit.
Did we lose you?
Oh, no. I don't think we lost him at all.
He's definitely
he feels like he's right here. You
he
know?
Feels like he's...
Drew Gulak is here.
Right in front of your kid.
You can't kill the man in front of his son.
In front of his son.
You're going to fight in front of your own kid.
They're going to fight.
Wow. Wow. In my basement, in front of my kid.
Oh, the kid's going out!
No! Oh, Jesus!
Easy!
Stop! Right. No!
Oh my God!
Mr. Drew Gulak.
Wow.
Tony's kid has more balls than Tony.
Yeah, Tony's kid went to fight him, and Tony ran away.
Swinging.
Why he took his phone out.
Kill the echo. Cut him off on the phone.
Yeah, we still on the phone? Hey, Drew, you still there? Oh, never mind.
Hang up.
What's going on?
Get him a mic. Get him a microphone.
Yeah, can you give him the green one?
Yeah, there was absolutely no reason for Satan to be here.
This is all
is that what this was?
Yeah. This is all a clever
point. You guys suck.
What do you mean? This is the greatest thing ever.
Now I have to show.
This is the studio.
This is it.
We should make Drew sound like Satan. That would
is
be
he
awesome.
Here every time?
Only until the wife gets home. Then we get naughty potty mouth. Yeah, you can sit there.
Naughty potty mouth.
This is, wow, what a surprise, man. Yeah.
I don't know if you know Dave. This is Dave Destruction,
nice
Drew Gulak.
Nice to meet you.
Finally, we got
Drew in
studio.
Let me get off mic. I'll get him to stand.
Yeah, fix that.
Thank you.
And
this is a very elaborate setup planned by Shining Wizards. Dude, when he came down and was like, well, like, who's at the door? And Tony goes, Drew Gulak. Like,
oh, yeah, that was weird.
And like, did we just blow it? Did we blow the spot?
Like, maybe his car has like his name on the side.
Yeah. It's the Drewmobile.
Right. But, like, how did he?
No, but it was funny because he said that he was like, oh, it's just Drew Gulak.
And we're all staring blackface at each other. Like, did he really just see this? Is this ruined right now?
Yeah, I didn't know how to sell that one.
There's no, and then he starts laughing like it's no big deal. Yo, you're gonna rope.
That kid's hardcore.
The shirt. I can't believe his kid started going.
Yeah. Dave's right. Tony's son.
Attacked.
Put the clubber in. Put the clubber in on Mr. Drew Gulak. Did little Tony.
Yeah, he did. That was awesome.
That was good.
Stupid. Is it on?
Nope.
On now. Test.
So this is going to have a lot of editing in post.
Not at all.
Mixed board.
Is he on? It's phenomenal.
This is awesome.
You, man.
You got
is
it.
He coming through? Oh, turn his mic on.
Is this on? On? I just flipped it up. Yeah. Hello, test, test.
He's loud. He's
louder. I hear him.
Too loud?
Oh. Make him louder, Tony.
Too quiet.
Tony is so frazzled right now, he doesn't know what to do.
Next time I do a prank, I shouldn't do it on the guy who controls the soundboard.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, what are you playing?
Back after this.
I'm playing World of Craig's Dog.
World?
World of Craig's Dog?
Duh.
Oh, okay.
I thought he said the World of Pigs.
Oh, World of Tanks.
Oh, okay.
Duh. Yeah, he's coming in, right?
Yeah, he's test, test.
He's fun. So now we have a full house here today.
Yeah, we do.
On the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. And
the shirt.
And
a shirt.
And the moment.
That's an original print. I wasn't lying.
Wow. Put it on right now.
Tony, just finally, the saga, chapter one at least, is over.
Yeah. I was hoping they'd fight.
Me too, but the kid got a couple blows.
Threw his son in the way.
Yeah, he did. A la Macho Man
Elizabeth.
Pulled
the Tyson
Tony.
Kid and just moved in.
I'll tell you, in all honesty, though, if Matt gets a match with Lashley, I will definitely, you and me, on the undercard.
Lashley. Why are we in the undercard? I want a main event.
That's true.
I don't undercard to Lashley.
This is main event material.
I just wanted to see if Matt survives. If he Lashley. Doesn't, I might have to take him to the hospital.
Listen, that fucking...
Lashley.
Let me tell you about that.
Bobby, if you're listening.
Exactly, Bobby.
USOB.
You bitch.
Damn it,
I don't care
Bobby.
How quickly you can knock out some dopey white dude in MMA. This is... Wrestling with Shining Wizards
with another
Matt.
Dopey white dude.
Knock out our dopey white dude.
Yeah, we got the dopey white dude for you, Bobby
we
Lashley.
We have the dopiest white dude ever for you to knock out, Bobby
Call
Lashley.
That punk out. He's a bitch.
Wow. I'm so glad I got to see the blow off of this.
This is,
you know, this is.
Dude, I'm dying.
The culmination. I didn't hear no bell.
It's running out of time.
I didn't hear no bell.
That was fantastic.
How are the ratings? They go up.
They just spiked. They just spiked.
I'm going to work on putting the video up. I got video of that.
Yeah, we announced Dave Destruction, then they just tanked. And then Drew Gulak, they went bing, 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 right on up.
God, JP's on hold right now. Please, guys, just answer my phone.
Oh,
please,
man.
Please, guys.
All right, so what do we got?
We got a full
I think you
house
just call
of,
it.
You
go
awesome.
Home now.
Yeah, this is the show's over.
That That's was the it. Peak.
That was blue, we shot our loads. Holy shit.
No, now
Drew,
you
how
whole show with
how
me sitting
times,
in as a guest. What's
how
up?
Many times have you done this show?
This show?
Yeah, with call-ins and guest spots.
Call-ins? Probably 4 or 5.
Wow, yeah. At least.
It's not that many.
Yeah, more than most.
Yeah, I ran into you guys like 3-4 years ago.
Right.
Or wow. JP Mayer.
Feels like it. Yeah, three years ago, right, Matt?
You guys had like 10 followers on Twitter or something.
Yeah, Gulakamania running
Got
10 wild.
More than me.
Holy crap, yeah. Damn, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. We're coming up on 3 years this month.
So, full house tonight. Yes. Drew Gulak on the couch.
Hi.
There we are.
Dave Destruction on the couch.
Yeah.
Yes.
All 4 Shining Wizards.
Wow. And a midget.
And a midget. Who doesn't
And
pretty,
tanks.
Pretty good
And
Matt
tanks.
Killer tanks.
And Kevin over there just drinking by himself because he can't contain his excitement.
Tony seems to be very frazzled.
He's a little flustered
he is,
right
he's
now.
He's flustered as hell. He
Can we
so
do this again tomorrow?
He's so flustered.
I got to put my kid to bed. It's over.
So PWS happened Friday.
Yes.
Yes, it did. 10:31. What?
Bueller.
It was a fun show.
I heard the Shining Edward Jackson was on the show.
Of course, Shining Scumbag. Edward Jackson was on the show. Fala beat Homicide in a fantastic match, which
great.
Meant a lot to Fala because, you know, Fala's a huge fan of Homicide, so that was really cool for him.
Everyone's a huge fan of Homicide.
Diamond Dallas Page was there. Michael Myers was there.
Sasha Mitchell.
Oh, this was the Halloween show where they had all the
all the wackies.
Yeah,
Cody Lambert.
Cody Lambert.
Step by Step.
I don't think I've ever met a cooler guy like that as like a bring in personality over like a wrestler or a worker.
Yeah, like
a personality. That guy was so cool, and he's a first responder on something that crazy that went down.
Yeah, well, first Cody Lambert. He talks like this, dude. Like,
yes.
He's really that dude from Step by Step. Like,
there we are.
That's not an act. That's who he is. They cast him perfectly.
Dude, I know. I checked in at the hotel right behind him, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, dude, this dude is big. This is a massive dude. I'm thinking, what worker is he? Who is he?
He's a monster.
Coming into the show. And then, but I'm like, I know everyone that's on this show. I know who's going to be here and who's not. And I couldn't tell who he was until the hotel clerk was going over the rules of the hotel. She's like, we are a smoke-free facility. And we are a pet-free facility. Then he points to his suitcase and he's like, you hear that, Penelope? You can't come in. Like he had a dog in his suitcase, dude.
That's awesome.
Dude, he was It was a lot of fun. Good show.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely a lot of fun.
Tony, no one needs to see that,
wow,
man.
Wow, Tony,
well,
shave that
to
shit.
Bring to it. Jesus.
No, it's entertaining. It's part of the show.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, you don't have to do
let's
it,
talk about the pre-show accident.
Can we? Are we allowed to get into that?
I guess. Why
do
not,
it,
right?
Do yeah, it. I mean, it all wound up working out for the best. And
yeah, yeah. One of our guys got injured before the show.
Scary moment.
Yeah, scary moment.
Good I look. Walked in like 3 seconds after it happened, and I'm like, what's going on? And everybody told me what happened. It's a freak thing. Like, things like this happen.
Guys slipping onto their heads?
What's that?
No.
No? Running the ropes.
Running the ropes, just back and forth, crisscrossing. It was...
aneurysm, right?
That's
yes,
exactly,
that's
yep,
exactly
yeah,
what happened.
You never
yes,
know with those things.
Yes.
You
really don't.
It's terrible.
It's a mental
yeah,
fart.
But that's a CPA. Unfortunately, he missed the show, but he's doing okay now, and thoughts are with him.
Yes.
He, yeah, he said he was listening and catching up to a bunch of podcasts, and he's all right. He's fine.
Good.
It's funny because he was being himself. It wasn't like that's his personality. He's dry.
He got hurt.
He was fine. He was in the ambulance. I don't want to be here. just go.
Just,
the worst part is his family showing up, and he didn't contact them.
Yeah.
So like,
did anybody? No one contacted him?
Yeah, nobody did. I'm sitting there at the front, and they're here, and they're like, they all walk up with CPA shirts on, and I'm like, oh shit. And I'm like, hey,
you guys don't
who
know,
are you here? Because at first you're like, okay, they could just be fans. But then
right,
I'm like, there's like a group of seven of them. And I'm like,
nobody has that many fans.
Yeah, exactly. Not even me. And I'm like,
maybe
who
Drew
are you
Gulak,
here to see? Like, oh, CPA, I'm his mother, this is his father. I'm like, oh, man, like, here we go. Got to tell the whole shebang of what went down. But they were cool. I mean, they were just, everything was fine. Worked out for the best. So
but the,
he's going to be all right.
Sasha Mitchell was there watching.
First responder.
First responder. He's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Dude,
he
that
jumped
guy's,
the guardrails.
Yeah, he
he's
jumped
like,
the
I was there, and then this happened.
That
I
guy's
like
stoned.
He was legit snoring, bro. And I was like, oh,
was like
really?
Wow.
Like out cold?
That's
like
scary.
Yeah, it is very scary.
But that's the truth. Like, they said he was knocked so silly that he was just. just
yeah, really. You never know in wrestling.
No.
You know?
It
doesn't even
the
have to be a match.
Weirdest, stupidest thing. Look, what do you mean?
I know.
Practice.
Because we had no idea what was wrong with him at the time. Complaining, doing the concussion tests and all that stuff, and then he complained more about neck pain than anything, and you might not feel
neck,
that till like the next day. So,
yeah, he
you don't want to wake
sure
up.
Sure, he woke up kind of.
Yeah, he woke up. Yeah,
you know, the next day.
Absolutely,
I've had a couple of those bad boys, and they're not fun.
Nah, Drew, anything like that ever happen to you? Any freak accidents in the ring?
Sure. Yeah.
Tell us about your wrestling experience.
In the past.
Come on.
All right, no. Recently, I did a forward roll, which is like one of the most basic things you could do. I'm sure your son does a lot of them when he's not playing Tank Wars.
Yes.
Or World of Tanks. Hi.
World of Tanks.
And I separated my shoulder real bad.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been dealing with that for the last 6-7 months.
Jesus.
Sucks.
Oh, this is recent. Well,
six, seven months.
Well, yeah, there you go. I guess there's
I'm
a time
off the ACL. I tore my ACL taking a headlock takeover.
Right.
The most basic, easy, and then boom.
Yeah.
Freak things. Things you train for every day.
That could explain why it took so long for him to mail your shirt.
No, that wasn't.
Every time he reached for the mailbox, he's like,
not today. Maybe Wednesday.
Don't let that bubble wrap fool you. Those packages are heavy. Don't pick one of those up. The bump shoulder, forget about
it's
it.
It's holding the shirt.
Into I
would
have thought it was a knee
envelope.
Injury, honestly.
Yeah.
No knee pads.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, this, I see what
bad
you
boys
there.
Are made of steel.
That's true.
You look nice. You look nice today. Where are you coming from?
Thanks. He's my home.
Nice.
He's dressed to
he had no idea
represent.
Where he was going. He thought we were actually like classy people.
They said studio.
First, welcome to New Jersey. Second, I'm sorry you have to be here.
Oh, thank you. No, this is cool. I was glad to come in and do this and talk about PWS. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about some CZW, too.
Oh, you don't want to finish? It was just like the guy getting hurt before the show.
Was that a shot?
No.
Oh, okay, then.
I think it's cool. Do all the listeners know what PWS is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they do. They definitely
good.
Do.
But they also know other things.
They know some things.
Like
some things.
Combat Zone Wrestling, like Beyond Wrestling, places which Mr. Gulak frequents.
Of course.
You're just like shrinking the audience more the more you add these.
No, not at all, man.
Promotions.
We've been to, I don't think so. Dude, we've gone to plenty of Evolve shows and Dragon Gate shows.
Oh,
and
even smaller.
Oh, yeah.
We're down to about
good,
50
man.
People
yeah,
in the area who know of all of these.
It's like a lot of hipsters go to those shows. I never realized hipsters were into wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just I think naked sweaty men in general.
hipsters.
Big hipsters.
Yeah,
that's why absolutely. I got into it.
It's organic.
It's like it's a natural draw.
It is.
Vegan. Vegan wrestling.
Are you a vegan?
No.
All right.
I am.
What, the King of Gooey Louise is a vegan?
Daniel Bryan would love it. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Good memory.
See?
Dave, you're not a vegan.
I don't eat meat.
You don't eat meat?
I really? Swear to God.
You don't really? Like the occasional
bombshell.
Steak?
No, I really don't.
What?
No, nah, I don't, man. Swear to God.
No shit.
8 years old, stopped. I don't know why. I can't remember.
Wait, you have a 8 years old you stopped?
8 years old.
Was it like some sort of cartoon character that you
no,
just
my dad well, didn't want to like... Said, I think my dad says like I was just like either freaked out or grossed out once, and that's all it took for me to be like, no
it
more
was,
grandma's
it was
meatballs.
A hot dog.
Something, I couldn't tell you. I could not tell
that's
you what
weird.
It was,
wow.
But yeah. No which kidding. Hence why I can't, you know... There's certain things I want, like six-pack, not going to happen. You know, I'm a pastatarian. I eat way too much Italian food, so.
Cool.
It sucks.
My dad owns an Italian restaurant.
Where?
Ewing, New Jersey.
Ewing, wow.
Oh, that's up here. That's
by no. TCNJ. No.
Yep.
Isn't right. it up north or no?
Prince
Central.
Oh,
Central
yeah.
area.
Okay, okay.
Well, that's cool. When are we eating? Let's
when?
Go.
Yeah. Whenever you want.
That'd be fantastic.
I really don't know. Oh, you know who this is? It's Joni Lawler, I think.
No, stop it.
Should we
we're
take
not,
this?
No,
what's
we're not.
Up with that,
no.
man?
Well, you told me to put Skype on it.
Yeah, you can close it now.
For, yeah,
it's over.
It was for Drew.
I had to rewire half the soundboard to get Mr. Gulak a
thank
hookup.
You.
And,
thank you. I got the green mic.
Thank God somebody appreciates my work around here.
I appreciate you, Tony.
I don't. I appreciate your patience more than anything.
Thank you for your patience,
thank you for not reporting me to PayPal.
I couldn't. It was already 2 months.
He looked
into
it.
I mean,
I've
thank
been using
you.
PayPal for like 10 years.
Oh, my God. So let's finish off the show. Mario Bacara and Abyss. Fantastic match.
Bloody mess.
Abyss hasn't looked that good in a long time, I don't think.
Abyss is awesome.
I've never seen the guy. And up like watching Mo like look up at him, he's a force, man. That guy's a monster.
Yeah. He really is. Ultra professional too.
Oh, super awesome, nice guy.
Really cool guy. Who else was there that we worked with? Harlem Heat.
I was gonna ask, how was Stevie Ray?
Amazing.
Was he fucking? We interviewed him last week, and if you haven't listened to it, you need to go back and listen.
Ooh, you want to hear me talking to Booker T and Stevie Ray and what I said?
Oh boy,
did you record it?
No.
Well, then no.
So
it's firsthand knowledge.
I'm kidding.
So I go over to him and I say hi to Booker first. I say hi to Stevie and I'm talking to Booker. I'm like Stevie, Tony from the Wizards. We talk Tuesday. He's like, oh yeah, man. What's up? So I'm talking to Booker and I was just like, yo, this guy, your brother. And Booker just starts laughing. He's like, I've never heard somebody introduce him to me like that. This guy, your brother. So I sound like an ass in front of the Harlem Heat, but it was cool.
And ultra white.
Yeah, of course.
And here, your brother.
This guy here. Your brother here. Steven.
I tell you what, though. Drop more N-bombs than Matt ever did on the show.
I'll tell you what. I listened back to that interview. Towards the end, I started to get a little comfy. I started going like...
Yeah, I know. You and Kevin turned on the brother a little bit.
Oh, but I do that with everything. When I order Chinese food, I do the same thing. I start
drop N-bombs.
Yeah, exactly.
I have $50 bill.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, listen.
Drop N-bombs ordering Chinese food.
No.
Yeah, but you should be used to talking like that. Your girlfriend's of the not round eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, she's my fiance.
What are we doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Matt's getting married.
Practice make perfect.
No, because I start normal. Dude. I'm like, yeah, can I place a to-go order? I'll take a number 7 with a... And she's like looking at me. She's like, stop.
Oh, you know what? No. Hold on. That's not so bad, because what happens to me when I travel and stuff and I meet people from other countries, I start... picking up their accents because I don't know if it makes it easier for them to understand or if I'm just retarded.
Yeah.
But so I don't know. That's not an uncommon thing. Is that why?
No, you
just do it to entertain yourself?
No, I don't do it on purpose. It just happens.
It's on purpose.
I don't do it
on purpose.
I don't do it.
I do the same thing. Like when we're in Spain, the longer I'm there, the more I pick up on the accent and the more I sound like a douchebag.
Yeah.
It's true. Like no matter how
hard
you try.
The more he sounds like a douchebag.
It's like, hola, que tal.
When I went to Jamaica, I sounded like a Miss Cleo commercial.
Call me now.
Yeah.
Adieu, Gulak.
Come on.
That's like Italian.
Oh yeah, that kind of is Italian.
It's a bee. It's a bee.
Just slaying them all.
Who we called Drew Gulak, I think, the first few times we brought him up, actually.
Yep.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago. We said,
what?
Drew Gulak.
Yeah. Gulak?
His name wrong.
That's not his name.
That's not his name. I know it's not his name.
Gulak.
Rhymes with the tag.
I know this now, but I was all creative. Like, he should call his finisher the Drew Gulak. Get it?
You're
like, no, it's Gulak. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should call it the Gulak then.
Fine.
Just for fun.
How about he calls it whatever he wants to call it?
Copyright.
It's fine with me.
Yeah, yes. I'm good with those names. You can call it whatever you want to call it. How about that?
Perfect. The Gulak.
Yep.
The Gulak.
I got nothing on that.
Tomato.
Tomato, tomato, Gulak, Gulak.
There you go.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yep.
So all in all, 1031 was a fun night, a festive evening. We had a lot of costumes, a lot of good action. Kevin Matthews and
Mystery Partner was Lance Hoyt.
Lance Hoyt, which was awesome to see, taking on the Heat Seekers, Brian Myers.
The Heat-Seeking Duo.
And Tyler Rex in an awesome match. And we're just now gearing up for November 22nd.
Yes, Wrestle Bowl.
With Mick Foley, Insane Clown Posse, amongst others.
Last year's Insane Clown Posse, that crowd is just
it's a
whole nother beast, man.
It's a whole, the Juggalos. Different monster.
Weirdos, but hey, man, whatever gets the house packed. I think it's going to be a makeup crowd for, you know, for, because 1031 drew, we had a lot of people, but there was a lot of,
not that
I'm
drew.
Listening. Me?
There was a lot of space. There was a lot of,
1031 drew well there, yes. For Halloween, is what he's saying.
Yes. Okay. For Halloween of being like, you know, if you're a kid, you're trick-or-treating, you're not going to go to a wrestling show. And I always found that Saturday shows do a lot better than Friday shows. Friday shows, people are at work, and then they go, I don't know if I want to go.
Right.
You know. But we obviously, the place was still packed and jam-packed, but I'm expecting probably double that, 11:22.
Yeah, most likely. Well, yeah. You know, Halloween's the time of year where the wrestling fan can dress up and fit in, go to parties, and hopefully get laid. So
did you see some of those costumes?
Lots of sexy ladies at 1031.
Captain Lou Albano. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did. I saw Beetlejuice.
We saw the Iron Sheik walking through the parking lot.
Iron Sheik.
I was surprised, actually, at some of the attractive females that were at that show.
Yeah.
Why?
We at the same show that I was?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you?
There was like maybe two.
Oh, okay.
No, it was the costume.
Does that include my wife?
Oh, it was your wife and Snow White. Never mind. I know who they are.
Oh, Snow White.
Wow. You just dogged all the other people that listened to this show that were there.
I'm talking about females. Females do not listen to this show.
Do you think if certain two people went?
Oh, no. Dude, I started a Kathy Hummer chant. Nobody joined me.
Ugh, you're gross.
I started a David Adams chant. That? Three people joined me.
Do you think they would have came as the natural disaster?
What, that's dressed the way they usually do?
No, that's just disasters.
Natural.
I would have called that unnatural. Drew, in your stomping grounds, you have those fans, the normal fans, the regular fans that are just
terrible.
Terrible, wacky, yeah. Regular,
insane.
Up he gets ass. Clark.
CZW
too.
Is the craziest audience in the
planet.
Oh,
you do get Clark.
You get Clark Cornwell.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so awesome.
Drew, yeah, Gulak, okay. You're not cool.
He's tame compared to like our regular.
Oh,
he's
wow,
just a weirdo. Cool.
Yeah, he's
he's just a weirdo. Your doorbell's ringing again.
He's here.
It's him.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, you Gulak.
I just want to say, I should have thought something was up when I saw the Yingling.
Yeah.
Was that yours?
That's mine.
Good call.
Thanks.
That was a good call. I'm going to have to steal one of them next.
We talked 1031. I mean, Drew was...
Drew was in Germany.
No. He was in this next woods.
No, I thought you were there last month.
Yeah, last month.
Yeah, so tell us about Germany.
Germany is amazing.
How's the schnitzel?
The schnitzel's okay. It's what you'd expect. It's typical. Actually, it's not that different than what you'd find here if you go to a German eatery. I don't know if you guys dig that or anything.
Yeah.
We mostly ate at either McDonald's because that's local or the sports bar, which is right around there. There's one place called 360 out in Dusseldorf that's pretty nice. They take care of us.
Nice. Now, are the McDonald's any different? Because do they serve alcohol?
Some of them do. The first time I went there, I saw them serving beer, and I was like, whoa, this
that's
is
awesome.
Crazy.
Wait, yeah. McDonald's serve beer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Germany, it's commonplace everywhere. But
that's a good mix.
I don't know if it's at that specific one that I'm talking about, though.
Right, but some do.
Some of them do, yeah. I do. I definitely remember that. It might have changed since then, because I haven't been to a different one.
What are you talking off mic for?
What happened?
Well, I don't want to talk over it. You're picking up Satan with the green mic.
No, I'm not, am I?
He sounds normal.
No, it's all off.
This is how I always
I can shut it completely off. It should be fine. What are you talking about?
I think he's fine.
I think it's because he's right now.
I think he's fine. He's fine. Everything sounds great. Sting,
yes,
kill me.
Master.
Sting.
Well, go back and listen. Tell me I'm wrong.
It doesn't matter.
All right, so those of us that don't know what you were doing in Germany, elaborate.
Yes.
gay porn, shiza porn.
Combat Zone Wrestling participates every year lately with WXW, which is West Side Extreme Wrestling in Germany, and Big Japan Wrestling from Japan. And they do this thing called the World Triangle League. So I was very lucky to have been selected to be a part of that tournament and represent CZW.
That's awesome.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Who'd you wrestle?
Let's see. The first night there, I wrestled Biff Busick, who is a local here. Mm-hmm. I've been wrestling him for the last 2 years.
No longer the champ.
No, he was defeated by a cheating, conniving, jacked bastard named Sozio and his minions.
See, this would have been cool if you showed up tonight wearing the belt. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have been great, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, at least you have a signed 8x10 with him rocking the belt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be grateful, Tony. Like, look what we have on this couch. Besides
you were there
Matt,
for those
besides
8 months.
Matt.
Besides Matt. We have Dave Destruction and Drew Gulak. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like I belong on the couch.
This is awesome.
So don't complain about
Andy. That's every week.
And he dressed up like in a snazzy
this is, look at me. This is terrible.
This is how Drew dresses.
He's in a three-piece suit, and I'm in a Shining Wizard shirt and Jordan sweats.
Like, this suit is extremely comfortable.
It looks cozy.
It's like pajamas.
It looks. The pants definitely look cozy.
Thank you. They are. They hug my nuts very nicely.
I can see that, too, unfortunately.
Well, Dave knows about hugging nuts. Jesus Christ.
Hey, yo. Whoa, so, Dave. Come on, Dave.
I don't understand. Like, I never. That is one of my favorite pictures, and now I can't now I can't even look at it.
No, that's one of my favorite pictures, too, for obvious reasons. Looks like Dave's got Stewie in his pants.
There's a picture of me on the turnbuckle, and it's just.
Just Dave and his
showing
goodness.
My gift.
Getting
that,
all day.
Getting that grapple gay attention, huh?
Yeah.
Going for the grapple gays, yeah. We know shout out to my grapple gay fans. Thanks
grapple
for tuning
fans.
In.
We know what that's all about.
I don't.
They love the twinks. Hey, it's all good. Whatever.
There you go. Which one of us would be a
boat.
Twink? I think it would be Kevin, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
So I'll just say Kevin.
Kevin says twink.
Little Kevin's guy. Like fucking pounding hard over there.
He's overwhelmed with like all the talent.
He's more nervous than I was.
He's like punching out.
He's nervous.
He's not. I'm going
are
home.
The Devils playing tonight, Kev?
That's what he's
they are. Wow.
I think what it is he's pacing. There's money on the game. He's drunk.
I don't know why he's not sitting. It's
why aren't you sit down? You're making us nervous.
He really is making me nervous.
Dude, my fucking back is
you
killing
me right
now.
You want to switch seats? You want to eat
no,
a
I'm
chair?
Good, but...
You want to sit next to
some
Drew?
Percocets?
No. You sit on my lap.
I ran out.
Sit on his pajama pants lap.
Why Express.
Grab the mic and stand and talk then. I mean,
there you go.
Really.
But anyway. Dude, if you want the seat, I'm always here. You can take the seat. I don't care.
There you go.
Before you,
this isn't about me, right?
So. Now he's doing a stand-up. See how now it's
which
normal.
Fits because he's a comedian.
Uh-huh. I still have yet to check you out. I gotta
tell a joke. Funny
yeah, come day. On, give us a couple of zingers.
No, stop. This is not about me.
We
That's
have
why
an audience.
What's that?
We're waiting.
That's I have to drink more.
Come on, Drew came all the way from Philadelphia. You got to entertain
it's
him.
It's a far off land.
It well, really
Drew,
is.
Like I was
it's
saying,
are you actually place. In Philly or are you outside of Philly?
I'm downtown, right by the art museum.
All right,
there you go. Oh, really? I should come down there and maybe we could firebomb all of Philadelphia.
Why would you fire?
Why would
you do
I
that?
Hate Philadelphia.
Why?
Oh, the only God. Good thing that come out of Philly was
I hate
Rocky.
That place.
I'm a Mets fan. I hate Philadelphia.
I'm a Dallas fan. I hate so it's like,
yeah.
I hate
yeah, but do you like Rocky?
No.
No, I hate it. They're Phillies fans.
He got all upset when Paulie was like, hey, Rock, take her to the zoo. Retards love the zoo.
Paulie didn't say that. He'd be talking about his sister if he said that. That was the
of
guys he worked
did.
With.
He hated his
hating
sister.
On the zoo, man.
Well, he did hate his
did he punch her in the face?
The first zoo?
On
like Thanksgiving?
Ever?
In Philly. I mean, in the U.S., right? The first
is
zoo.
It really?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, right, I think the Philadelphia Zoo is the first zoo. I might be mistaken there. I know we got the first, like,
I don't
bank,
mind Philly.
First college. Your
Philly's
university,
fine.
Yeah.
First library, first post office. That's all Ben Franklin stuff.
Mark Sanchez.
Hey, you guys got the Mutter Museum, too.
We do. That place is disgusting.
I haven't been there yet.
What's in the Mutter Museum?
Oh, it's like all creepy, crawly stuff, like formaldehyde babies. And
they got
oh,
weird
I've
oddities.
Seen that, yeah.
They have a lady
oh.
that,
like medieval
her,
medicine.
Her
kind of
dead
stuff.
Body turned into, like, soap.
I saw pictures of that.
They got
bitch.
This one thing that's, like, it's a wall of skulls, and all the skulls have been, you know, bleached or whatever, but they have who it belonged to when they died at the age that they died and then what their job was. And it's so creepy. That's
oh
that
God.
Freaked me out more than anything. Like, I was just
like,
imagining
Eddie,
I think we have to take
banker. It makes
it's a whole
real.
Wall full
like
of skulls.
It makes them real. Like these were people.
Yes,
like lies. They're just regular.
I think that's the whole theme of the museum, though. I think it's you know it's
just regular people and formaldehyde babies, like regular
no,
dead
that
people.
All these weird things were once alive and walking
that's
and had souls and
that's
lived.
The episode
and
regular
had dreams.
People and formaldehyde babies.
I was in tune with this, I was online and someone posted like these Victorian pictures where people used to pose with their dead family members.
Oh yeah, I saw that article.
No, I've never looked at that.
Oh,
that's
my
weird.
God, that's very creepy. that's
where Drew draws the line.
That's it. That's the line. Right.
That was.
It's like put them in a museum, but if they're
on the
couch,
they posed with them like they were alive, and they would paint their eyes open on their eyelids.
Dude, they had intricate diagrams of like the harnesses they used to stand them up or sit them up on the couch.
Wow, right?
Creepy.
Yeah, real
super creepy.
Yeah. Oh, painting the eyelids so it looks like their eyes are open.
Hey, Jeff Hardy style.
Oh, you did?
Hardy did that.
I'm staring at Drew's package.
Simpsons did it.
It's right there for you.
It really is.
Drew in the studio.
Wow. Drew was correct. Philadelphia was the first zoo
Woohoo!
In the United States.
Play that sound
America.
Effect where I win.
Google it.
Yeah, where's the... You have stuff.
I don't have a winning sound
Drew Gulak.
You
get the soundboard up. Damn it, Tony.
I don't have sound... I don't have applause anymore.
Just ring the fucking bell, then.
I have this.
Just cheer. Everybody here, cheer.
Yay!
Wait, thank I have this one.
Fuck it right in the pussy.
There it is.
Attaboy. That's victory right
that's
there.
That's a new one.
I see that.
Drew
that's topical.
Drew with CZW ran a show right over here in Deer Park on Saturday.
Deer Park, that's good water.
Deer Park. Deer Park in Long Island.
Long Island.
How'd that draw? A lot of people?
We had a decent crowd. Actually, NYWC had a bigger crowd than us the week before. They had a really big show. Actually, I think, you know what it is?
It's the same venue, correct?
It's the same venue, and I'm surprised we had as big a crowd as we did. NYWC's crowd draws a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Okay. And because CZW is, you know,
because they're all
more
little,
mature.
The big O's guys. So
yes.
They all
yes.
go to see the big O.
The big O.
Bro. Bro. My former tag team partner. Bro.
Yeah?
I'm all pumped for the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
I had... What was it, 3 matches with him? And then we are on this roller coaster, and then he breaks his ankle.
And then you stubbed your leg.
And then I was doing a solo run. I was like, I can't wait till he's back. And he's like, I'm back, brother. I'm like, yeah. And then I tore my ACL like the next day. So I was just like.
Team injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not meant to be.
It's not meant to be.
And you guys were called the Powers of Destruction.
Yeah. It's like, terrible. Not to take that away from you, but I think the Big O and Big E as a team would be great. And they could be the Big Vals.
But why?
Wow.
There it is.
Yeah, no, he's
I was tripping. Thinking they could come out to Jungle Love.
I think in a few months.
I think he's mad at me, to be honest.
That was
with
Big O or Big
Yeah,
e.
he's very no. mad at you.
Big O.
He's super mad. He was like, Dave is just so dumb. And I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm sorry.
He's he like, agrees. Like,
yeah,
dude,
bro.
Fuck that guy.
Dave, I'm so mad at him.
Because I mocked him on that video. Like,
and I was like, why are you so mad at Dave? And he's like, bro, he mocked me in this video? And I'm like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, bro. He used to be my tag team partner, but then we both got injured at different times. It was really complicated.
No. See, now I'm believing it because dude, he's like,
and I'm like,
bullshit.
Dude, you should team with Big E and be the Big Vals. And he's like, bro, that's a great idea.
Of course he did.
Big E will be released.
I didn't mean any harm
anyway.
By it. I just found it funny that he was recording like his daily stacks of regimen. So I just did one day. I was like, okay, this is my stack. And then I texted him. No response.
Stack.
I was like, okay.
Drew was just basically.
He was like, bro, he texted me one day and I just didn't respond.
That's exactly. He's like, Drew's one of those bullshit mind readers that you think's reading your mind, but just taking the information that you just gave him 3 seconds ago.
I'm freaked out right now.
I'm so exactly.
Like the John Edward guy. What the fuck was that guy's name?
John Edward. No, he's like
they're mentalists. They're called.
Yeah, yeah. He's the one who talks to
I'm
the
dead. I'm not a mentalist. No.
And he had Dave believing every word of it.
No, he's the one that talks to the dead. That John Edward guy.
Yeah,
he's like I believe
he's a mentalist.
I believe your mom. She passed.
She's in here.
Her
right
name.
Now.
Her name starts with a letter of the alphabet. Give me something. And they just feed into it, so I just fed into that.
Victor Valor Vanessa. Yeah.
Like. Mentalism's crazy. Do you guys study that kind of stuff or like know about mentalism?
Well, Matt's a little retarded.
Matt should know
I'm
a lot
so
about
glad
mentalism.
You laughed.
No, they're interesting. They can study your facial reactions, like minor movements in your facial muscles from
that give away
like far
a
away.
Yes
yep.
or no. Wow.
Yeah, they can give you. They find out tells and that kind of stuff.
It's
I would
like
never play
table.
Poker. Yeah, exactly. I'd never play poker against them.
That's actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a buddy of mine. He's an illusionist named Jarek120 out in California right now, and we talk a lot about that. He's friends with some mentalists and stuff, and just really freaky stuff.
Wait, Jarek120 wrestles.
Yeah, he does. He's formerly a Minnesota base, and then Beyond Wrestling is kind of where
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So you think it's all bullshit? Then you don't think anyone can really?
Yes, wrestling's fake.
No.
Stop. Read minds?
Hey, yeah. Nobody dropped that F word.
I mean,
around
if they
here,
really
right?
could, I really would have no way to tell.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. That stuff freaks me out a little bit.
Definitely.
Because sometimes he
Well, just
like
the
he
way
nails
he
it.
Fed
well,
off
are you
that?
Nervous? Starting to freak me out. Like, oh,
I know.
Shit.
He just said the exact same thing
I
you
know,
just
and I'm
said.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, believing it for whatever. I don't know.
He's just that damn good.
He's that. He convinced me.
It's the suit. It's what it is.
It's what
it kind of dressed like a mentalist,
suit,
actually.
Yeah, I was about to say. Very yeah. believable.
Very comfortable, too.
Yes.
You are wearing a suit.
Yep.
See, I can do it, too.
He Anybody well, can do it. That's the thing.
What did you just do?
Awesome. You have the power.
I read his mind.
Totally.
So what else do you want to get into?
Let's get into it.
Well,
Let's
Drew beat it. Fucking... He Biff, beat DJ Hyde. He
I
took
did.
The shit out of him.
I did. I
oh,
actually,
good for you.
I really beat the shit out of him.
And
that's
fucking,
awesome.
Great.
I'm sure it did.
Sozio and Busick went no rope barbed wire.
That was a great match.
Drew
no
has,
rope barbed wire.
Yeah.
Drew has some experience in that.
I do, unfortunately.
Which is retarded.
Yeah, man.
I don't know
seriously,
why you would do
what's
that.
That? When, huh? you're told that you're walking into a barbed wire match.
Like, it was my idea.
It was your idea.
There was no, oh, you're doing this. It's never like that. It was totally my idea with Danny Havoc.
I was going to say that was Danny Havoc.
It was a 2-year storyline that we tell, which is few and far between on the independent scene.
Right. We actually,
and mainstream yeah. wrestling. Like,
we
it's
had
hardly
him right
ever.
Before it.
Yep.
Right? We were asking him, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I got to check that stuff out.
Yeah, please.
Yeah,
Proving Grounds 2012, smartmarkvideo.com or streamszw.com or whatever.
Whatever
Vendors.
It is.
It's out there. Find it.
rfvideo.com.
Yeah, yeah. But your career's really taken off within the last, like, from the first time we had you on until now, like,
thanks.
You've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I've been
you're
working
all,
really
you're all over the
place. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Oh,
thanks
to pretty
cool.
What's that?
How old?
How old am I?
How are you? Yeah.
Take a guess.
I would say 29, my age.
Yeah, don't 29. Say 28.
Anybody else?
No,
28.
You are 23.
See, if I had shaved,
read his mind.
If I had shaved prior to this, you'd all be saying 24, 25. I'm 27 right now.
I was just gonna fucking Google it.
Okay.
Just Google it.
Cheater.
I got a laptop on my lap. Wikipedia. Answers.
I got all the answers.
27.
There he is.
27.
Drew's birthday is April 28th.
That's all pretty accurate.
Happy birthday.
Actually.
Oh, it's
thank
coming
you.
Up soon.
Yep. Coming up. Six
within
months.
Within the calendar year.
Did you ever put anything on your own Wikipedia page?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, you did?
I set that thing up the first time.
Did you pick?
You had to, but now people add stuff on here, which is
holy
weird.
Shit,
I didn't put that picture on there.
Because that's pretty gay.
Well, no, it, it's Dave. Fantastic.
It. That dude's like almost grabbing your dong.
That's either Obarian or Kodama, one of the
Obarians.
Whatever.
I'm my own Wikipedia
one of the
page
guys.
Tonight.
I tried to make one for us 2 years ago. They took it down.
You got a site. You have to cite a page. Did you cite something? Did you cite your
oh,
page?
Yeah. I tried putting it up when we had the whole Buff Bagwell incident, and apparently that wasn't good enough for them.
Well, try again.
It's there, but it's
no,
under,
it's definitely
like,
there.
It's
I mean, I'm not on it, but it's there.
No, but it's under my profile name. It doesn't have
I,
like its
I had
own
to get
listing.
Help to set that up. I had,
it's
to, get,
not
had
easy.
To ask somebody.
And they watch it like a hawk, dude. Like the minute you post it, there's somebody critiquing it.
Well, it's everybody.
Crazy.
It's everybody who can see it.
Yeah,
the
but
world.
It's like the dummies that actually like are
they
working
do have
for
moderators.
Yeah.
For, yeah, they're not really.
So somebody gets paid for that.
Nope.
No,
volunteer.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
like special access volunteers.
I was gonna say somebody get, that's a lifestyle I'd live. Just watch Wikipedia. Make sure nobody's putting any bullshit on it. And if they do, nail them.
When you get done your shift at the Apple Store, make sure you go home and fucking.
They're sitting in a van with
Wikipedia.
Like one page pulled up, like the Drew Gulak Wikipedia page. Just
stop.
Like you know,
they said he won this
out.
Week. That's wrong.
That didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Didn't happen.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Imagine if that was your job to do. Just monitor Wikipedia.
Drew Gulak wrestled in PWS. Wrong. Boom. Done.
We should
something that
should
I would
lobby
like,
for that.
Like
yeah.
to see.
I would
yeah.
like to see that too.
They
Wikipedia
it,
angle.
They just
want to do big Wikipedia angle in PWS?
According to his Wikipedia page,
let's
he's calling
it.
Out PWS.
Come on, Starman. Messing with my Wikipedia page. I know it's you. You cocksucker.
Built-in feud.
I still know the girl that works at Wendy's. She got fired though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, her register was under too many times. Poor thing.
I always wanted to see a Drew Gulak Josh Daniels match. I don't think.
Oh
Josh
wow.
Is,
I don't think Josh.
I know him from Maryland Championship Wrestling.
Yeah,
somebody,
that's
yeah.
something I always wanted to see, but I don't think he's in the business anymore.
Yeah, he retired not too long ago.
He's
we
what?
Were supposed to wrestle at one time.
Really?
Yeah, there were, I was supposed to do a few appearances for MCW back in the day, but that fell through. They just had they had a lot of guys under their roster, and they were constantly moving things around. So it just
damn.
Never worked out. Yeah,
That would have been nice. That would have been mm-hmm. really cool.
You guys,
cool.
you guys just awesome. Opened up a school, right?
CZW?
Yeah.
We've had a school
had
for
a school.
13 years.
13, that's what I'm saying.
We just started running events.
Okay. Because, yeah, I'll just give you the forefront warning. There's a student coming in who.
Please. Oh, no.
Oh, oh here boy. It is.
Screw
oh,
him.
Tell him. I hope
screw
do
him. He's a
no,
delusional
okay.
little weirdo.
Please,
I'm on
please.
Blast.
His name is Ryan Gately.
Ryan Gately.
Ryan Gately.
I know him.
Bullshit.
No, I know him. And I don't know why you guys trained him. I know him. No, really? No, no. I swear to God, I know that name. Because, all right, check this out. I trained after, in 2007.
It's Falcon Arrow.
The CZW schools and the Chikara schools separated. Mm-hmm. And I trained before then. I was with those schools the whole time. And I had trained with both schools for the last 10 years off and on. Just basically whatever my schedule would fit and mm-hmm. who was there and what my goals could accomplish. And Ryan Gately showed up actually at the Chikara school for a while.
Yeah, he did. That's
and he wrote a blog about it. And he actually mentioned me by name in the blog, but he never went into detail. He said it was going to be in part two or whatever, whatever. Anyway, yeah.
The sequel.
That sounds...
And he did. He hit us up on this. He hit the... After he got kicked out of the Chikara school or just stopped showing up or whatever, a lawsuit was going to happen there. He applied to the CZW Wrestling Academy, and I get fed all the applications for that. And I saw his name on there, and I went right, and I was like, "Do not ask, don't let this guy in." You
well,
know,
supposedly he's starting next week, so
all right, we'll find out. Actually, you know what? No, honestly, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, no, definitely, we did it twice. He quit, came back, like whatever.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
it's
not
okay.
at all.
It's cool.
But he's a.
That's funny you said him, dude. That,
he's
a small world, right?
But
there's only so
legitimately
many
has like. Yeah, that's I true. Forget the name of the syndrome. Asperger is what is it called? Asperger's.
He could be somewhere on the spectrum.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, he's. He was getting trained by the you know the best the Buck and you know your Mario's and whoever was training him, and then he would put out a tweet like, oh, "Man, what I would give to get training from." And, like, just names
sure.
another guy, not your trainer.
Right.
Like,
that's
why
wrong.
Are you, this,
yeah,
this is stupid.
Doesn't get it.
No. I think, you know what? I think anytime he does something wrong, we're just going to, like, understand that that's kind of his thing. That's just be like, man, he's doing a great job.
Well, we tried to do that, too.
This is just, you that's can... exactly what we expect from you specifically.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody.
Best of luck to anybody trying to get into the business because it's cool, it's fun, and it's I've learned more by making mistakes than anything else, but that kid's...
A
quote,
disaster.
Quote from one of my he's a space cadet.
Oh, like, he's a treasure.
Yeah.
He's a treasure.
He is a golden goose.
Love those buried treasures.
Small worlds. Mm. There you go,
it is.
Audience. Yeah. Enjoy that
Weird.
About that guy.
Ryan Gately.
Ah, man,
Falcon
he's more popular
Arrow.
Than all my students right now. Thank you.
Falcon Arrow. What else is going on, Matthew?
Do we want to talk, are you guys watching the current product?
Me?
Anyone.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
How about...
I watched it.
I'm having too much fun talking to Drew and Dave.
Okay. Did you check out Lucha Underground?
No, I haven't. I don't think I have it on the El Rey network on Comcast.
If you go, you can get it on YouTube.
And Daily
there?
Motion.
And Daily Motion. I watched the...
I'm too busy watching Monday Night Mayhem.
There you go.
Oh, good plug.
Go. How's that?
Fill your appetites.
But,
I saw Morrison and Ricochet.
Yeah, I watched
Puma,
that match.
You're
Ricochet coming to PWS December.
Cool.
Nice.
I think that
nice.
Was announced. If not, I just screwed up.
Whoops.
Whoopsie daisy.
Well, there it is.
I enjoy the Vampiro and Matt Stryker.
Vampiro.
Team?
Doing the color comic.
It's
Kevin, fucking relax.
I think Drew
Kevin
makes
thinks
Kevin
he's at
nervous.
Work.
Yeah, he just brought me a drink. Like
he's pacing.
It's a matter. It's weird.
Hey, my hand's full. Thanks, Kevin. Cheers.
Did Yingling. Kevin get like bad the news and he's not telling us?
Are the devils
bad
losing?
News?
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
The devils must be losing.
What's wrong, Kevin?
Was that a Wade Barrett reference?
There's nothing wrong. There's a lot of people
you
here.
Son of a
claustrophobic? Okay.
You want to sit here, dude?
No, not at all.
Seriously, get comfortable. You could kick your feet up.
You want my Archie bunker chair?
Fucking continue your conversation.
No, we're worried.
So
your
he's
family.
Talking. He's talking about current product.
Yeah.
Did you watch it last night?
Raw?
Yeah.
Well, let's finish Lucha Underground and then.
Go, yeah.
Well, I only watched that one match. There's
it has
more
like,
to it.
I don't know. It has like more of like a film feel, like more like a television
like film
show.
On your teeth film.
Yes, just exactly, exactly.
Or like Kodak film that you put in camera,
like a Kodachrome.
Or are you speaking like movies,
like movies?
Okay, cool.
Like the pictures, see
the pictures,
the pictures. See, it has a movie
cinematic
feel.
Adventure.
The talkies,
like the pictures, the talkies,
the talkies.
When it was just the first person perspective of the camera of Puma.
Yes.
Fighting John Morris, Johnny Mundo. That was really cool. When it was just like the camera and Johnny Mundo's in front of the camera, like doing his moves. That
right.
felt really filmy.
It's different.
Yeah, it was
right?
like a first person shooter.
It's different. The whole
wouldn't that
different.
Be strange if that was?
I was just gonna say like a first person shooter.
Can you imagine
like
that?
Like walking around with a floating gun.
He's got a Steadicam. Yeah. He's doing moonsaults and shit. Can you imagine that, though? Think about that. That would change everything, wouldn't it? If, like, all right, we go from the wide angle. We're up on the jib. We're circling the action in the ring. All of a sudden, it cuts to first-person perspective of some guy getting knife-edge chopped.
That would look awesome.
Like, you're just taking the chops. But, like, doesn't that kill the whole idea of, you know, what you're doing?
What you're... Yeah.
Yeah. If you go and see a play, like a theater, like, does that kill it? Like, that's a completely different kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Good point.
So yeah. Weird.
It is weird. But it would be strange to see. But then you think of it, it would be viewed more like a movie, and it would really take you out of it in that way. Kind of like what you were talking about, like a Rocky movie, how they do the first person, like the punch.
Right. Did it take you out of it, though? Or was it like, holy shit, I'm getting punched in the face as Rocky?
It was just like, so no, it never took me out of it. I just thought it was cool.
Right.
You know, it was
so
a cool look.
Maybe there's a way to do it.
Something different.
There's something there.
In the movie.
Yeah.
The wrestler.
Yes. There is something there. But I don't know. They put out a product before Global Force. So
you want to get into that?
Well, yeah, that? I just saw that announcement today. Ugh. The big...
Yeah, like what? I don't know.
The sad thing is, everybody like, oh my god, there's going to be another promotion, and there's money behind it, and it's just a picture from the 1980s that says Global Force Wrestling with a globe.
It's a sweet
behind
picture
it.
Though.
It's so horrible.
The logo.
It looks like something out of the 80s.
Well, besides that, I mean, they've been, you know, building it up so much, and their first huge announcement is, hey, we're doing Wrestle Kingdom, which is already something.
They probably paid like money so they could be considered like a sponsor.
So what? They
it's
just
like,
have
you know,
a couple
like,
of their guys on that show.
No,
is that
there's no guys.
There's no their guys. Like they don't have
because
anything.
They don't have guys.
It's actually every guy.
Yes, it's,
they have every
know,
guy.
You know, like when Skulls,
you're in it.
Me?
Yeah, you're in.
We're
it.
All part of it.
We're all in it.
Congrats, Dave.
It's like, thanks, like dude. Skittles presents in your house. It's kind of like
it was
Global
Kung Fu
Force
Karate Fighters.
Skittles presents. Wrestling
yeah,
Federation.
It's kind of like a sponsor. It seems yeah. like more than anything. It's like they're not their own entity.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, not yet.
But will
yeah,
there
but
be...
it's been so long. When is this going to happen?
When
it hasn't been that long.
It was well.
Yeah, it's
no,
been
it's been
long.
Pretty long.
A year?
I think it's longer even... than your injury.
Yeah, it's definitely been long. Because I remember I watched, I observed year. The Jarrett seminar, yeah, and supposedly
is that,
he
not
was...
that long? No.
Is a year really that long? Starting no. Any business, but no. It just seems like they're just building, and every announcement they make is like, okay, and. Listen,
it's like when the it's like, can I compare it to the Segway debuting? It's coming. You don't know what it is.
Oh, the Segway, like that.
Oh,
kind
God,
of
fucking
Segway.
Yeah. Remember that? It was yes. like a big deal for like a year, and it turned out to be a thing you just ride on. That's
and
not really
mall special. Cops use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it. Paul Blart.
Yeah, Paul Blart was a good movie.
Fantastic movie.
Big
very
Segway
underrated.
Advertisement.
Did not hate that movie
I
at
didn't
all,
hate it
actually.
Either.
But listen, I get that everyone says, what, like, when are you going to do this? Like, get to it already. I think, like, if at least they're keeping their name relevant until something does happen. Well, and I'll give, like Drew said earlier, give the benefit of the doubt. I'll give the benefit of the doubt until I see what if it's shitty or not. And piggybacking to Wrestle Kingdom, I don't think is a terrible idea.
Fair enough, Kev, but they've been putting out vignettes of Jeff walking around New York City. And Jeff walking around Nashville.
That's actually
Jeff
the promotion.
Around...
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, but...
it's just Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff
walking places.
Just Jeff Jarrett.
They need Glenn Fry's
taking a walk
the,
with
the
Jeff
background.
Jarrett.
It's like a Saturday Night Live skit, and now yes. we present taking a walk with Jeff Jarrett.
But that's all it was. Like
slap
was...
nuts.
Oh God! And when he appeared with the Bullet Club.
Ugh. Well, that's in the presser, I think. He's like, he is a member of the Bullet Club. And I'm like,
is he really a member of the Bullet Club?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe he's wearing a shirt.
We're all members of the Bullet Club.
Yeah, I think anybody can join the Bullet Club.
Everybody's in the Bullet Club.
But, yeah, like I said, I'll wait and see what happens with this.
Well, why not open it like slowly and small and build with something at least happening? You know, PWS came from, you know, whatever Eric's vision was at first, and then all of a sudden it's where it's at now.
Maybe we don't know his vision yet.
What was Eric's budget when he started?
Like $13. It was low, you know?
Now multiply that by a million.
Yeah.
Or 10 million. I don't know. Whatever he's got.
Whatever Jeff Jarrett's got, they should be putting on shows.
I don't think he has anything. I think he's pretending
bluffing.
To have a lot. Yeah.
He's just walking poking. Around town.
I don't know. He's just walking.
Well, he had a whole
it's just Jeff
walking Jarrett. Places with my handheld camera.
He had a whole tryout seminar thing at PWS in May.
How was it?
It was great. I got to take it, not to take
hey,
it, but
I just saw Jeff walk by.
Are you hired?
No.
Ah, shit.
I know.
I'm just walking around. walking around Memphis.
Oh, this is great.
What is
this? This is the Global Force Wrestling theme song.
There's the Empire State Building.
It's tall.
I wonder
it's
if there's tall. A wrestler in there.
Taking a walk.
There's Memphis.
Now taking a walk.
I'm getting on a plane. Go to Japan.
And there's Karen.
We're doing tryouts all over.
Kurt, I done told you stop
coming to a city near you.
Now, Karen, shut the hell up.
Everybody.
I'm not.
Smack her.
Not here. Not calling anyone back.
Goddamn it, Ian Rotten, where's our fucking money?
We're going to Australia now. What? Shut your trap. Where'd Kurt Angle ever take you besides hell?
That's a really talented kangaroo.
You never heard that story?
No.
Ian Rotten was holding up the Jared.
Oh, yeah. No, I did. I did read something about
that.
That
was
on
a great
internet,
reference
so
I made.
Be true.
So this is Global Force Wrestling. Yes.
Sounds
to
exciting.
Your Saturday morning
I'm
cartoon.
Around.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm in New York.
There's a building.
And there is a park.
If this somehow has a green Bobby Lashley in it, I'm going to be so excited. Like physically green. You know, like,
I was going to say, Bobby Lashley is pretty green.
No. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Boo.
It's your boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Ha, 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 ha.
He's a punk.
So, Lucha Underground, I'm interested in it. I'll watch it again. I think it's a cool concept, and we'll see where it
Do
goes.
They have an on-demand for that? Is that available, like, anywhere? Because I didn't see it yet.
It's on the network.
$9.99. Next week, it'll be on the network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Daily Motion, you can find it.
Okay. YouTube.
Check it out.
I will check it out. I'm actually pretty intrigued by it, so.
Cool.
Did anyone watch Impact?
No.
No.
All right, Yahtzee. Raw.
Yeah.
Wow, that was awesome.
I didn't watch. I don't know what I was doing Thursday.
Because it's on Wednesday.
Oh, question. Does anyone know?
Well, that
got him.
I'm getting someone every week with that.
You know what it is? Because I just fucking set the DVR and I just...
It's just there. It sits there for months.
I'm just so used to...
I have Impact from Christmas last year. Just sitting
there. So does Impact.
Impact. I used my DVR on Sunday.
Oh, yay! This is what we pay for.
It wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
You know what? It wasn't bad, though. The CKY documentary...
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
CKY, like the stuff that was popular in like 03?
Like Can't Kill Yourself? Yeah.
Yeah, wow, okay.
Yeah, Chris Rabb was on it, but Deco wasn't.
My boy Ryan Dunn.
I know.
Yeah,
solid. Up for Ryan Dunn. Yeah. Come on. Oh.
Cheers.
Thought he was going to say Gailey.
Wow, how's Kevin the only one without a drink?
Left it over there when you guys were yelling
here,
at me.
Kevin,
you don't see the IV connected to the bottle inside his shirt?
Just stick it to my veins.
So you've been in Philly for a long time. Did you ever see these guys, come across them in your travels?
No, I've never. I've been by the note, and I know people who have run into his parents, or Bam Margera and like...
Never hung out with Don Vito?
No, I've never hung out with
him. Is he still in jail?
I have no idea.
Is he still alive?
Nor do I really care, but I hope he's alive. I don't know.
That wonky,
Don Vito, wow. Remember that guy?
Yes.
Wonky eye, Don
That was like
Vito.
A thing.
Molesta LaBrustus.
That guy made a lot of money somehow.
He really did, just by being that.
God bless him.
Just by being that.
He was the Ralphus of Jackass.
He was.
Yes.
Yes.
All you needed was a belly shirt and boom, he was there.
Oh, my God.
And Terry Funk to team with or wrestle against.
Remember in the video he drank like 70 shots of schnapps and he was throwing them up outside the bar?
Oh, fucking phenomenal.
Fucking gross.
It was great. But I was going to say something about Impact, but then we started talking about something cool.
CKY ruled.
Well, wasn't this the blow-off episode where Bobby Lashley fought
Bobby Roode? Bobby Roode won the title. Oh,
Bobby,
I know why I didn't watch
Bobby
it.
Versus Bobby.
I did watch that match. I did watch that match on Wednesday. I thought it was pretty good.
It was Game 7 of the World Series. That's why I didn't watch it.
Fuck them.
Oh.
Dude, Game 7s, man. You gotta watch Game 7s.
Who was it? The Padres and
The Giants and the Royals.
Oh, the Giants and the Royals?
Padres. Wow, the Padres?
Who gives a
avid,
fuck, dude? I'm not
an avid sports
fan.
If a Game 7 of the World Series is on, you're watching.
I
don't give a shit who's in it.
I hate baseball,
I want the Yankees in it.
How do you hate baseball?
Really?
I don't hate
it's
baseball.
It's America's pastime.
Jude, you hate baseball?
Yeah, it's past its time.
You a Phillies fan?
I am. I played for a long time, and then... When the Phillies are doing good, I'll watch it.
So not this year. You didn't watch it.
Yeah, just tune out. It's not exciting. It's a shame.
When he said I played for a long time, I was right.
I played on the Phillies.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Where'd you play? What leagues? For the Phillies.
Phillies. Major League.
Did you?
Yeah. No, just the Philly League.
There's two mascots.
You didn't know that? Drew was on the Phillies?
Dude, baseball's a crazy sport, man.
Center field.
Craig Carton was the backup third base.
Did you say put me in, coach?
Yeah. I'm ready to play.
There's two mascots I would fight to the death.
The Philly Fanatic.
Philly Fanatic.
Yes.
He would kill you.
Shit.
He would kill you.
I would
fucking rape you. He would pin you down, put his shirt over your head, and gyrate his fat belly till you died.
I would fuck his little toilet paper towel roll.
He would drown you with it. You don't know where that's been.
Matt's drinking too much.
Him and fucking
you and Mr. Met. No, Mr. fucking
dare.
Met.
Don't you dare
Mr. Met.
I hate Mr. Met.
Oh, I'm a baseball. Because it's baseball. Great. Way to go,
Met. Mr. Met.
Way to go there.
What
marketing genius comes up with? Yeah, Philly Fanatic was created by Jim Henson's company, motherfucker. You
yeah,
know
there it is.
Yeah. 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 That's right. Step to that, bitch.
Where's my You Have AIDS fucking sound clip?
Mr. Met looks like Rocky Dennis.
Why, Jim Henson had AIDS?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, Jim Henson did not have AIDS.
Jim Henson died of a cold.
The Philly Fanatic has AIDS.
Oh, my God, I have fucking AIDS. I'm going to die.
That was Josh Daniels, by the way.
I would fight the Philly Fanatic, and I would fight Fred Bird. Fred Bird's a piece of shit, too.
Wait, Fred Bird?
Fred Bird.
Which one's that?
Who's that? The St. Louis Cardinals mascot.
I like Fred
Why
Bird.
Do you know this?
Because I'm a fucking baseball fan, a freak of baseball.
You have AIDS. You also have AIDS.
The Philly Fanatics.
You're Philly Fanatic is a piece of shit.
All right. All right. So where the hell were we?
Hands off that shit.
Yeah.
I was going to say, does TNA have any more tapings in the bank, or is that
No,
it?
I think that's it.
Nope. They do not have any more tapings until January. Will they go overseas?
Back. No, I thought they go back to New York.
If they're still
maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
January.
On the website it said overseas.
Okay.
Really? I was looking for a friend of mine.
Well,
for real. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really
No, I believe you. You would know more than I would, but I'm pretty sure I thought that.
They are going back to New York.
Well, they had the rooms. They had it booked, but they don't know if they're actually going to go back there.
What, the same places they were just at?
Yeah.
What about TV? Hear anything?
No, I don't know. TV, I guess, would just be in Florida, yeah. That's where they tape.
No. I mean,
out.
Like
their
deal?
The other deal. Like
they're oh, that. I forgot about that.
What's the deal with TNA?
Yeah, they're off TV, huh?
I think they're going to
be. At the end of the year.
No, I have a source.
Oh, Dave has
a source.
We have guys on the couch.
I have a
that
source
know
that
people.
Says that
You're
the
welcome.
Negotiations just went sour
with
Spike and that they're just kind of put off. Cute. Nothing's over yet because I know a guy who's actually not a worker, but well, a former worker employed there saying he has no worries at all about the TV deal. None.
Really?
Zero.
None?
So. Like they're going to be somewhere else probably.
I don't know. I don't understand what Spike's doing. Like, why wouldn't you want?
They,
even if they get
they
eyes on the
They need more
screen.
Time for more episodes of Cops.
That's all they air.
That's all they air.
And it's
and I sweat my ass off every time I watch it. But it's like,
dude,
I
Cops
remember
gets
Spike
better,
TV.
Cops gets a better rating than TNA. No lie. Cops gets a better rating than TNA.
Really?
It's the only other show on Spike that gets
well,
a better
you air
rating
it
than 45 TNA.
45 times a day, of course.
I you have no other option than to watch.
Well,
it.
It's a specific block. I'm saying.
How can you have?
It's also the only other show on TV that features minorities being held down.
That's true.
After Cops, it's TNA.
Actually,
Impact.
This show does
Stay
too.
Stay tuned later. So,
Shining Wizards.
Bobby Lashley was just the champion.
This What's is crazy is you have a channel, and you have like zero content.
Wow, okay. All right.
Glad I talked over that. What else does Spike have? I mean, they have like, do they have anything?
Video Game Awards? Is that still a thing?
The Video Game Awards once a year.
Is that the tattoo thing? Do they have a tattoo show?
Oh, yeah, they do have a tattoo show.
Master.
Impractical Jokers, too, I think is on
no,
Spike.
No,
or,
not
oh, that's
true.
On True.
That's
on
True,
too.
Yeah, no, there's a tattoo show.
Thousand Ways to Die used to be on there. I don't know if it still is.
I don't fucking know.
What was Movies for Guys Who Like Movies? Was that
Spike?
CBS.
Yeah, it was,
no, that was Spike.
Was it?
Yeah? No, TBS. It was like Rocky at like 11
o'clock
at night.
Yeah, it always had Shawshank.
Like, yeah, you always see the commercials during Nitro, actually.
Always had Shawshank.
When I think Guy movies, I think Shawshank Redemption.
That's
what I
think. Andrew Dufresne.
Yes.
Steel Magnolias.
That's what I... Yes.
Yes.
God damn
but
it.
Yeah, so I'm, but if I'm Spike TV, you're not getting WWE. There's no other product. There's no other thing. So why not
Global Force.
No, that's not... Whatever.
CZW coming to Spike TV 2015.
I like it. PWS coming to... I don't know yet, but we're getting there.
Right,
but no, the Spike TV, if they need... They're going to get people to watch it. So right. It's, they'd be silly to just say, we're done. And then what? Then you fill it with Cops?
Yeah, there's no other alternatives. You know, like,
maybe they're tired of looking at Dixie's wonky eye.
Could be. She got that Don Vito eye.
I'd still do it.
It's got to be a negotiations thing, like you said. It's
it
be
is. It is. They just, like, one thing was pitched. Supposedly, this is what my friend told me. One thing was pitched. They said, yeah, you got to be kidding. And then they just kind of took a break from negotiations.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I was saying since this whole thing broke that me and Eddie had a big argument over it, I was like, they're going to still be on Spike. They're going to be on Spike. It's negotiation that this shit happens all the time. But as it kept going forward, I kind of had my reservations. Like, Eddie was like saying, TNA's done, TNA's done, TNA's done. I'm like, no, relax. They're going to be on Spike. They're going to be fine. And then I heard Tommy Dreamer say that we lost TV.
Yeah.
So I overheard him talking to Ricky Steamboat saying that at Legends. Mm. So that kind of was like, we lost TV. Uh-oh. But then now I'm like,
I think they're going to be there. If they're not spiked, they're going to end up somewhere.
Yeah.
I just don't know how expensive that show is to do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the big thing is price and cost. But like, I don't know the numbers. But just say at first they said we'll put you on TV for $1 million. You know, and then now that they see the product and the ratings, they're like, how about 500,000? So they could probably be like, no, we're on the rise. You know, it should be, you know, more. Where's our deal? And then
they've been on the rise for 10 years.
That's when people butt heads and then they get frustrated.
But now.
The time is now.
But the time is now, though.
I say they bring Ken Shamrock back and make him champion.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree 100%.
That guy's out of his fucking mind.
They should bring him back, though.
Why?
I'd give him another WWE run.
No.
What are you, crazy?
Why not?
He would kill everybody in WWE right now.
He's great.
Be smart.
No,
he's
about
wrong.
It. He's lost.
He calls the spots nice and loud so you don't get confused.
Kick me!
Stop. No, the best, I've said it, when Alicia Webb was his sister. And he's like, what's your problem?
He really
Slap
wanted
me.
You to kick him. That's why he says it. He likes being kicked. If you fucking kick him, that's like when Hulk hulks up.
Yeah.
It's just a meter that's ticking off. Just don't. You don't want to listen to him when he says kick him.
That's
God, that's the worst thing you could do when you're
fighting
Ken
Shamrock.
That's
your guy, right? You're like a big
Ken
Shamrock guy?
He's the best of all time.
I
love Ken Shamrock.
Are you still working towards like a King of Trios, you and Biff and Shamrock?
I think now it's more like me and Shamrock and Steve Blackman.
CPA is the biggest Steve Blackman mark ever.
Dude, how could you not be? I love Steve
Blackman. He was so great.
And he's still in shape.
Huge. Is that real or are you just
a bounty hunter? No, that's real. That's
happening.
We're
gonna give the bounty hunter show. Remember?
Next year, two years from now. I don't know.
Shit. That needs to happen.
Yep.
Still work out to his music.
I just got a lift between now and then.
What's that? So you don't look so.
Yeah.
So silly.
Yep. So I don't look like my scapula is not attached to my clavicle. That's a conversation I'll never have with Steve Blackman or Ken Shamrock.
Probably not. Well, I wonder what kind of shape Ken Shamrock's in now. Actually,
great shape. He's 50 Cent's bodyguard.
So he's still... Wait, still?
Yeah. Did you see that?
Oh, shit.
He's a private special money. Security guy.
So why is he taking independent bookings if he's 50 Cent's bodyguard?
Because when he doesn't have to be his bodyguard, he's got nothing to do. So he goes and beats up local guys at independent wrestling shows just for fun.
I'm not bringing my gear. That's what he tells her.
He doesn't need it.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, that's why... Listen. All right, Ken Shamrock's gear is really what he wears all the time.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He walks around in red tights and knee pads.
Yep.
With 6 ounce gloves.
Yep. Kick pads.
I thought he
and
got
short
such a,
jorts.
Such a shitty heel in WWE.
Jorts.
I think he could have been
well,
so
listen,
much more.
With all the internal,
you can
bleeding,
say that about a lot of people though.
With all
it
the
does.
Internal bleeding,
he was booked
he
well.
He was, but then he just vanished.
He had that
he
one.
Did. He had an internal injury caused by Chris Jericho, and they never got around. And when Chris Benoit came around and challenged to wrestle any technical wrestler, prove me wrong, Ken Shamrock was too injured to answer, so unfortunately Drew Gulak at age 13 did not get to see that.
Unfortunately. Aww.
But forever in my head it will be that Ken Shamrock just showed up and fucking beat the shit out of Ken. There you go.
Yeah,
that's me. Oh, man.
I'm getting a little upset.
I'm sorry.
Ken.
And now another.
Look, if you're out there.
I was going to say, speak to Ken. He's listening to you.
Ken's
I really
to him
wish
now.
You'd just come out of retirement like and team with me and take over the wrestling world.
Gulak sad. Gulak never
We'd have chemistry,
away.
Ken. Keep okay. magical. You
yeah,
and
but,
me versus Bobby Lashley
yeah,
and Tony.
Yeah, but I didn't take chemistry.
can the guy, can he bench?
I'd be across from Lashley, of course. You'd be across from Tony.
Yeah, but Drew,
shut up.
How do you feel about biting condoms full of blood?
Oh, you know, it happens. I do that on the regular. I don't know if you know this. I wrestle for CZW.
Drew, they made me eat dog food.
It's all right. It's delicious.
Stop.
He doesn't sound like that. He doesn't fucking sound like that.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't sound like Mike Tyson.
There's so much bass in his voice. It would just vibrate the clothes off of you. Hey, K-Dog. Please.
Fill her up.
Hey, bartender, Joe Boo needs a refill.
Fill him up.
All right, we'll get there.
I'll tell you, I'm going to cross a line here.
Oh, here
Uh-oh.
We go.
Uh-oh.
Ken Shamrock, not good at Ultimate Fighting when it expanded, when you could just lay on top of somebody.
Well, when he had injuries
minutes.
And shit?
Well,
come
Ken,
on.
Ken's
you ever see his pancreas?
Lay on top of people.
I've seen his pancreas.
Dude, he's amazing.
But no,
I've seen his pancreas.
All right, hold on a second.
Never seen his pancreas.
All right.
Him and Gracie laying on top of each other.
Who is the greatest basketball player of all time?
Michael Jordan.
What?
Right. Why?
Because
Julius Irving
at,
says hi.
He was put on a team where he had, at first, a bunch of nobodies.
All right, come on. No. Tell me why he's the best basketball player of all time. Him specifically.
He was a competitor.
Five rings, leading scorer.
Yeah.
Played right. the game.
Can you think of anybody else in sports history who changed pop culture the way Michael Jordan did?
Deion Sanders?
Babe Ruth? Not even close.
I agree.
Babe Ruth, maybe for his generation.
Yeah.
If whatever, anything.
Maybe. I guess you could say Babe Ruth. That's
but he wasn't
fair,
selling Babe Ruth Nikes to every kid that walks in the store.
No, but I'm sure he's selling bubble gum or whatever the hell that was. And I don't know if he even got a cut of that. Other people probably built industries around him.
This is true. He probably made nothing.
Okay, so my comparison is, and I said this on Twitter like last week. Someone was just randomly talking about it. Ken Shamrock did so much for two different industries that he will probably never go recognized for, and maybe for MMA more so than pro wrestling. But if you look, since he was around, pro wrestling has kind of become more acceptable of guys who do the MMA style, right? That's like kind of like
your Lesnar's, your Lashley's.
Sure, I guess, yeah, even Lesnar, Lashley,
like Taker,
even Daniel Bryan, yeah. Like Taker's a big guy, probably one of the big guys who helped with that. But he was the first guy like out there representing Ultimate Fighting doing this. And since then, Ultimate Fighting has turned into the amazing industry it's become. And you could argue because of him and Tito. And
I think he's a
the business has exploded.
It's a massive form of entertainment as
right.
well. Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, you
it's
got a good point.
It's really like crazy. How many lives does that affect? Millions, right?
But at the end of the day, does that really change? Could wrestling still strive without that? Could wrestling still be an amazing industry
sure.
without
yeah, but
that?
But it added yeah. a massive element.
I'm just saying this is the detour that it took. And this is that was the change that happened. Like it just happened by that. By
no,
that
I mean it's, that's impossible to argue. But I just don't think it's that big a deal. To be honest with you, like I don't think it's that like.
No. I'm not saying like it's better off, or I'm not saying if there was some kind of an improvement, or like if it didn't happen, wrestling wouldn't be this
right.
way.
Obviously,
I'm just saying. It happened, so it did affect all these people. It did change yeah. the course of history, if you look back on it. And it's kind of cool to see that guy his shitty upbringing kind of like fall into his background and then be taken into pro wrestling and UFC.
Oh, no, I 100% agree. And Ken Shamrock was one of my favorites. And he obviously, I'm glad that he resolved any differences that he had with UFC. And he's in the Hall of Fame now, correct, if I'm not mistaken? Did he get invited to the Hall of Fame, the UFC Hall of Fame? I think he did. I think he
I don't
did
know
something
about
with
yet.
Them at they did something
check
Vegas.
Wikipedia quick.
I'm doing it. But
he just won't give us the answer.
A couple months ago he did something in Vegas. They did the 175th show or something, and they Dana White brought him back. It was
cool. Yeah, he was
short,
back. Tito's
it was shortly
back too,
after,
isn't he?
Tito's a fucking piece of shit.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow,
you don't
dude,
know?
What is with
do you,
you
know
and,
him?
Like Bellator guys and like
he looks
know.
So menacing.
You know the
when
Philly
he came
fanatic by name? Do you
I
know
do.
Him?
His name's Jerkoff.
Oh, Jerkoff.
What are you, in sixth grade? Come on.
Yes.
I would have went with Jack
I didn't
Meehoff.
Say the word Jerkoff in sixth grade.
Come on, Dave.
Sorry.
He's in good graces with UFC again.
Which is crazy because he had a lot to say about Dana White when we had him on.
Dana White's a piece of shit.
Yeah, well, Dana White has a lot of
Everybody's
money.
Tyson to you.
Change that tune.
Everybody's Mike Tyson.
Dana White.
How did we get on Ken Shamrock?
Want to hear my Steve Blackman?
Because
impression?
I'm here, that's how.
Oh, okay.
Ken Shamrock's the man.
I agree with you.
Everybody's
I bring him all the jokes.
You guys have no idea how excited I was when he came on your show.
Really?
I was so fucking Shamrock? Excited. Yeah, when I saw Ken Shamrock was on the same wrestling radio show that I had done before,
yeah.
like I felt like I had accomplished something in my life.
That actually, awesome. That actually means a lot.
I don't know if that's an insult to you guys.
No,
or
no, it's not.
I say
we
the
respect,
same thing.
We respect you like you respect Shamrock, kind of.
Oh, cool.
I think.
Kind of.
Well, so you run around in your underpants and get excited when I win is what happens.
No.
I do.
Watching CZW IPBVU.
I'm nowhere
website is now.
Yeah, I'm nowhere close to where he at. You know, he's
he
at
changed it for me, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's what I look up to. Who did you look up to?
Growing up?
Yeah. Who was your wrestler?
I was always a Shawn Michaels guy.
Shawn Michaels guy. Cool. It's a great answer. He's amazing.
He's a piece of shit, too.
A real piece of shit, apparently. Like, that's not true.
So I'm a Bret Hart guy.
I'm a Bret Hart guy.
Oh, you want to talk about a piece of shit?
I know both.
We can go on the mountain.
I don't want to lose a title.
The seminar that the Wolves did the other night at the PWS school, you were sitting there like, who's the best wrestler of all time? Guys are throwing out all these current names, and I'm sitting there like, why is anybody
all
saying,
time.
Did anybody say Alicia Fox?
Abe Lincoln.
There you go.
Nobody said
one of the first ever.
The guys are like, CM Punk. Like, stop
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
He's great. He's probably still the best. But, like, all time. Talk
Thanks.
All time.
Mm-hmm.
And that kid that they were that asked the dreadful question, why aren't you signed by WWE? Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Were you honest with him?
No. This kid asked
The Wolves.
The Wolves. Mm-hmm. He didn't say. Everybody had awesome questions.
Oh yes,
all
Eddie,
the,
and,
Eddie,
why
and,
would,
yeah, Eddie and Davey. Okay, and they had awesome questions. And then the last one, the kid's brand new. He's 17 years old. He's a student. Oh. And they're like, he's like, why didn't you guys? Why didn't WWE sign you guys? And I was like,
I think that's a great question to ask them.
Well, yeah, and they answer, which makes them even cooler, you know, because they were like, hey, listen, this is what the deal was, and this is the road we're taking now.
I,
like,
good.
Just imagine have, when, like, I know when I was 17, I wasn't up close to these guys. You know, I wasn't surrounded by guys that were on TV, so I have
saying.
No idea really
this
what
stuff
the fuck
is actually,
I would ask.
You know what right. I asked Davey you know? The other day? What was your injury? How was your recovery? Because that's the kind of stuff I want to know now. Because supposedly the dirt sheets, oh, my God, he broke the crap out of his leg. He'll be out X amount of time. But he's like, dude, I just broke this, and this was my recovery, and this is what I did. They're so down to earth, man. Those guys, that was one of the best seminars I've taken with the Wolves. They were really cool guys.
They seemed like they really gave a shit.
Yeah, they did.
Which is
and
cool.
The best thing about it, I'm a huge fan of tag team wrestling, so like that's all they focused on, which is awesome.
There's a lot of psychology
yes.
in tag team wrestling. I mean, that's very
it's my
complex.
Favorite stuff, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot to it. There's definitely a lot to it.
I was a Rockers guy, and then all of a sudden, toss him through the barbershop. I'm like, I'm a Michaels guy now. That's
brokenhearted.
Yeah.
Brokenhearted.
Poor
yeah, no.
Marty.
I was a...
Old shin splints.
I was a Brainbusters guy. I loved Brainbusters.
Cool.
Loved Arn, the horseman. Love yeah, her. Definitely. Tully and Arm.
Smoking guns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy crap.
Brilliant Bart.
Who then somehow the APA. Had the, they had the tag straps like six times.
Who and is the Brawl for All champion.
Who got his
Bart
ass handed
who got
to him by Blast.
Oh, they ruined. That was the worst.
By former PWS champion.
Dude, like
Butterbean.
20 guys had
right. In Philadelphia.
Yeah. In Philadelphia.
Wow. Good call.
Yeah, knock the fuck out.
Just fucking Bart Gunn.
Your new symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. From the current to the way back, it's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Only on the Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, RantEMRadio.com, GeekLifeRadio.com, iTunes, Audio Boo, and Stitcher.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My Five Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media to when it was all about records, Walkman, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audio Boo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5-4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Finish this episode of The Shining Wizards, get off that $12 whore you just tore apart, and check out Neckbreaker, the only podcast on professional wrestling and heavy metal music. Wrestling headlines, metal news, and guest interviews while your hosts get completely shit-faced. New episodes premiere every 2 weeks on Neckbreaker.net. Or follow their lousy updates on Twitter and Facebook at NB Podcast. Just like Ziggler at the Garden, this ad is over.
Hey everybody, Stickman here. If you're looking for pro wrestling news and interviews that you can use, then be sure to check out the Apex Radio Show, covering the Ontario wrestling scene and way beyond. We are the pro wrestling podcast of Canada's capital, so listen in as we talk with the finest in the pro wrestling business and keep you up to date on what's going on in the local wrestling scene. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Apex Radio. Apex Radio, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network. Available for download on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boo, Podcasts.com, and of course at swn.shiningwizards.com.
Shh.
Shalom, it's the unprofessional Jewosaurus, Jay Silva, right here to tell you about Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast. It's myself, Kevin Matthews, Pat Buck, and our newest member, former WWE superstar Kurt Hawkins, now going as Brian Myers, because the man needed something else to do on Monday nights now that he was free. Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, right here at Shining Wizards Network.
GeeksOfTheIndustry.com with such fantastic programming as Chattastrophe, Pro Wrestling Nation, Two for Flinching, Sleeve Notes, Wrestling with Smut, Cart Glitch International, the Mega Powers Radio Podcast, and the flagship Geeks of the Industry. Go to GeeksOfTheIndustry.com now.
This is Justin from the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your home for pop culture news, pro wrestling, geek culture, top 10 lists, and fan castings. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher, proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
So, current product, you guys keep up with it, Drew?
Here and there. I'm usually, I can't watch it live most of the time because I'm training on Mondays.
Yeah.
Hanging and banging.
Yep, hanging and banging on Mondays.
Cool. A lot of schools seem to have their school open Monday nights.
Monday through Thursday.
It separates the
men from the boys.
Yeah, right. That's why we do it.
That's why
we only run when WWE is on TV.
Pat says that. He's like, well, yeah, we'll find out who's at training and who's at home watching Raw. And then when I have to work or something, I'm not at training. I'm like, oh. Like, it's like
I don't think
there in front of the TV,
I don't think
like,
there's anything with being
nobody
uses
a VCR
and watching Raw though.
No, nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything.
But I think no. He's saying if you are signed up to train and you need to show up and get better and actually do the work,
and you're home,
why wouldn't you? Yeah, why would you sit at home and watching TV when you made an investment and you're trying to do this? You can easily watch that another time. You know,
easily, and it's better with fucking the ability to fast forward.
Yeah, DVR is a miracle.
Yeah,
I don't think I can't remember last.
Why would you want to fast forward anything?
Oh God. It's rough now, man.
There's no more Castrol GTX commercials, are there?
No.
No more.
Man, I miss those.
No Karate Fighters.
Castrol
no
GTX
Stetson.
Presents the Slam of the Week.
Yeah, right.
Slam of the Week.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Fruit Stripe Gum. Sony PlayStation presents.
Now it's Diet Mountain Dew, the only dew with diet in it.
Oh, wait, now they got those fire things, right? Those flaming chips or whatever the fuck they look like.
Doritos
or
some
no,
bad
it's something
candy.
Like that.
Something, yeah,
but yeah, but they got like Mountain Dew, which
what will they think of next? That's the demographic too. You want to know what people you're associated with, like by corporations, people who buy that shit.
And the marketing to kids. That's Petal Soda.
Yep. Nope, same group with them. Hanging out with his son playing
Tank
World.
Dave Destruction's a big child on the couch with his Mountain Dew.
I got a Mountain Dew Code Red. I don't drink a lot of soda anymore. I try to cut it out. When I do, it's Mountain Dew Code Red.
I just had a heart attack, Cole. Pass me another Sonic Burger.
That's the best, watching Jerry Lawler eat Sonic Burgers and drinking soda like a month after he had his heart attack.
Awful.
Promote it, damn it.
That dumb bastard almost died on national television.
He's gonna eat it now.
Is that Gorilla? Is that you and Gorilla? Feed him?
Yeah. He's gonna eat the burger.
Eat it, Jerry.
Up next, La Femme Nikita.
Yes.
Up next, La Femme Nikita.
No, Ronda Shearer.
Wasn't it Murder, She Wrote?
No, it was Silk Stalking.
Silk Stalking,
Which was like porn to like a 12-year-old kid.
That was porn.
And then after that, I think Mortal Kombat came on.
Probably.
Yes, Mortal Kombat.
The series, yeah.
Yes.
I remember like
Conquest,
on all my Raw VHS tapes is like the end of Murder, She Wrote.
The end of Murder, She Wrote was on it, because that was on at 8.
Yeah, so I had the credits to Murder, She Wrote, then Raw.
And then you had the porn for Silk Stalking.
And then Nikita, Silk Stalking.
Do you remember USA? No, before Raw started, they used to have that guy who was like the newscaster, and he would do like one quick news story and then go, coming up next, Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I have that on tape too. Yeah, really weird shit.
Just some douchebag at a desk going, oh, so-and-so, for such-and-such, I'm on USA Network.
But
I'm
now what is it, that crime show? CSI.
No.
CIS?
Do you guys remember? Do you remember the like the intro to Raw, like what it used to be with like
yeah.
at the steel mill?
Wah, wah.
No, at the
oh,
steel mill.
One?
Like, Yeah, the fucking, like, the metal, like, burning. Oh,
the attitude
fire going on. Yeah. Warzone. Like, what the fuck?
Raw is like the door.
Why are people standing outside in their tights, naked and sweating, while in a steel mill?
Why are they fighting around fire?
They're on, like, the roof, and a helicopter's, like, fucking going around.
Dogs barking. Ahmed Johnson's just kicking shit over, mad.
I wish the show was just... an hour of that.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels on a rope ladder, like,
switching
around.
It just picks up mid-fight. Yeah. Fucking Thunder in Paradise happened a week ago.
But before they did Thorn in Your Eye, they were using the Beautiful People.
No, that was
Marilyn
after.
Manson?
That was after. That was way after. Oh. And then they used it for way after the invasion.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, absolutely, 100%
was. Yes, it was.
Booker T's in that promo. No, they used Jeff Hardy's in that promo.
No, they used the Beautiful People.
The very beginning.
One time.
In the beginning.
No, that was only used one time before the next following week they had that the Beautiful People ripoff with the Raw entrance song. It was like...
They did use it. The first time they were fighting in the fire, they had it.
Wasn't that the SmackDown theme song forever?
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
No, SmackDown.
No, that was ECW.
Beautiful People did it too.
Oh, Matt's got something. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, there it is.
The fucking thing.
This is the original.
This is the most ridiculous shit ever.
Look at this. Undertaker.
This is thorn in your eye.
This is like the Warzone one. Yeah. Like the second.
You remember
hour.
When they? Yeah, when they had to intro a whole nother show
because still no, there he is.
Go to bed.
That's
everybody.
What he does. That's his Friday night. Or Monday night.
What's wrong with your computer?
I got this. Raw's War, March 2nd, March 10th, 1997.
So weird.
Are you playing something?
Why was LOD then?
March 2nd. Sorry, March 10th, 1997.
Can we do a DJ Len remix?
No. Hold on.
This was the original Raw intro, right?
Yeah.
1997.
Okay, this was Attitude Era intro.
Oh, yeah.
What's
the
right?
No, no.
Wait, wait, wait.
It's
a
Beautiful
People, right? Yeah, it's got to be. The warehouse, the fire. Wait, we lost the monitors. Hold on, we're good, we're good.
There we go.
I thought that was SmackDown.
That's Beautiful People, dude.
That's Raw, 1997.
That's the original.
That's
episode.
The Beautiful People in the background.
Yeah.
They did move this over to SmackDown, right?
I keep hearing dogs.
Ahmed Johnson with the dogs. Yeah, this was the first
they
time that they went.
To it.
Like, yeah, show this to a kid who watches wrestling now.
Like,
what the hell? This is. I'm not allowed to watch this.
Yeah, no way.
This isn't the Big Show.
I was at my.
They used this.
Wow, what a great opening.
They used that one time?
One time, and then they went to. Yeah. Right.
March 10th, 1997. The first Raw is War intro was
Raw
that.
Is War,
they didn't have the rights to it or something.
Yeah.
And they had to switch it the next week.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
You would think Marilyn Manson would be like, yeah, go ahead.
They'll never notice.
Yeah.
They'll never know.
MTV is part of Viacom, right? Okay, cool. This should be okay.
Oh, good. Viacom!
Paul Heyman got away with it for years.
Dude, I didn't realize that you did work for MTV.
Yes.
What tell us.
Are you on the Wikipedia?
No, I'm on his. I'm actually
That's
on
my
his
website.
Website.
That's my resume.
That's his resume, man. What I didn't realize. Are you? Were you have any acting thing or any like training?
Acting thing.
Acting
thing. Do you have any acting things?
No, no, no. What happened was they had a show called.
But this wasn't even a wrestling show. This was something else. It was
a top 10 music video countdown to hype up a wrestling show that they were producing. There has been a bunch of them, right? Like. It's probably
it
one of the predecessors
Society
to Lucha Underground.
X, was it?
No, it was after that. It was called Lucha Libre USA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that.
And they have a station called MTVU, which is a
college
station.
Ones.
At the time,
right.
I was going to Drexel. Or I was, right. I was actually in between Drexel and community college there. But they had called up Combat Zone Wrestling, and they were saying, hey, we need people who would fit this demographic. And DJ Hyde suggested myself, Chuck Taylor, and Rich Swann. And after they had interviewed us, I got selected. I was lucky enough to get selected for that.
So nice. You did like you kind of like a Carson Daly kind of douche, or what?
Yes, I was a Carson Daly douche. No,
he called you a douche.
They drove up to.
No, I've worked with MTV. That's
they
why
came
I
down
didn't
from
realize...
New York. They came down from New York. This girl named Allison Lee was a producer.
Okay,
there. Came down from New York with a camera crew, and they met me on the campus of community college, and they filmed me. Recording like my top 10 wrestling related music videos. Now, like the original list I sent them was fucking amazing. They couldn't get all the videos to
what,
it.
What
tell
was
me
the
a lie.
Some of them.
Tell me a lie.
Tell me a lie on there.
Yeah, no, that was on there. Goonies are good enough, and that I think made it. I think that one made it. That
nice.
Was Cyndi Lauper with Captain Lou and Andre the Giant and all that shit.
Yep.
Had what is it? Scorpion King. I Stand Alone, and then nice. I had what was Zandig's theme song? Youth Gone Wild.
I think it was.
Yeah, it was that one was on there. It was like my wrestling related videos.
That's awesome.
Yep. And then there was one for UFC called It was another Godsmack song. It was like Crying Like a Bitch. Oh, and it had Brock Lesnar just like whooping ass in the video. They couldn't get the rights to those videos. So they had to like supplement and put their own versions in there like when they edited it and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Goonies are good.
And how does MTV not get the rights to videos?
I guess the notice and like they have to pay a certain amount of money, so they got to stay within budget to actually get them.
You'd be surprised how hard it is to get certain things like
that's
in that
field. You'd be surprised how little of a budget they had. I think that's
the MTVU.
For that, it was MTVU, and it was for that particular show, because I think it's like, I don't think it's so much like, hey, we need this wrestling guy to host our TV show. I think it's so much, hey, you have a chance to host a TV show.
Right,
so,
right. Like almost like an open audition.
Even though
like,
I was basically asked and hired to do this, it's more of an open audition for people.
How long did that last?
Great stuff right there.
It was one episode. It was, I don't know, two hours or a 2 hour block or whatever, or an hour block.
Who was on that with you? I mean,
it was myself.
Just we
you.
Have to.
Oh,
get this.
No! There was. They came to the arena and they filmed us in the CZW ring, and I beat up Tyler Veritas, who was a student I was feuding with at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if Adam Cole was in that or not, but I put over the wrestler and that we were involved with that movie, and they had like blips. It was really cool. They edited it together. Like I said at the time, what was it? With Lucha Libre USA, Masquerita Dorada was in it. And I talked about Mascara Dorada, and I said like he was like C-3PO. So they showed a picture of Mascara Dorada and like C-3PO standing next to each other, which was crazy. Nice. Like, yeah. How could they get the rights to that? I don't know.
Yeah, like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So it was just a really cool experience. I got to host a music video countdown that aired in my college. Like people saw that.
That's awesome.
It was on
awesome.
TV.
Do we have a copy of this? Can we get this?
I have one at home. I gotta find it though because I moved. I moved all my shit around.
Ooh, we gotta put that on YouTube.
That's gotta go on YouTube.
It's probably gonna be hard for me to find, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. And then Dave, awesome. you're with Sirius right now.
Yeah,
what's that like?
It's pretty wild, man. Yeah. I knew going in it was going to be cool, and it's just finally after all these years of eating shit, you know, for interning with the Giants and trying to get into that sports media field. It's just the heart. It's who you know, really. I swear to God. And it's
so who should I call?
Me,
okay. Sam Roberts.
Two guys on the couch right now.
Sam was a connection because I was doing commentary with PWS with Sam Roberts.
Hey,
that was
I got
great.
This guy. Dave.
It's not Tyson.
Sam Roberts was great, but the biggest thing was knowing Dave LaGreca, the host of Busted Open.
Yeah.
He was my teacher at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. So knowing him, you know, he didn't think I even wanted the job until I hit him up. I said, listen, if there's anything, just let me know. And he let me in studio once for one of his Monday or Wednesday shows. And it was just, it took off from there. It was really cool. And now I'm walking in there, and I think seeing all the wrestlers is cool when I'm at PWS backstage and seeing all the legends. But now it's a whole different front where I'm seeing movie stars. I shared an elevator with Phoebe from Friends.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, and I also met shit, what the hell's his name? Oh, Tara Reid.
Oh, and you? Yeah, we talked about.
Yeah,
this
all I said was I loved you in Sharknado.
Yeah, she still looks good, right?
She's hot. No,
you didn't mention American Pie. You just mentioned Sharknado.
Yeah, I went right to Sharknado. I said, "Oh, you grew your arm back. This is great." It's been pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I get paid to watch football and baseball and basketball, and I can't tell
nothing
how
wrong with
awesome
that
is. Like, the only thing I would say is going to suck soon is the commute.
Mm-hmm.
I take a train into the city, which is fine, but then the walk, it's 17 blocks, which isn't a lot, but when you're recovering from ACL surgery, you're like, holy shit, like this walk is getting worse and worse.
That's a lot.
But in turn, it's strengthening me a little bit. So now I went to the gym today, and I talked to Pat yesterday a little bit about a gimmick or whatever, just an idea. He goes, are you back? And I'm like, no, not yet. But in my head, I'm like, I could probably be back really, really soon. You know, it's just... It's getting exciting now, you know?
Yeah.
It's a long summer. So
right.
You have to get
the doctors okay.
The doctor... Well, here's the
it's
story.
It's weird with wrestling, right?
Well, the thing is, the doctor cleared me, said, quote, for everything I was doing before I got hurt. And I said, well, you do realize I was wrestling, right? He's like, well, yeah, you should be fine. And then I talked to my physical therapist on Saturday, and I said, what, you know, can I do this again? He said, let's put the brace on. And see what you can do. And then Payne gave me the whole, just get in there and do it.
Yeah, of course.
Like, yeah,
do
of
it,
course.
Dave. Do
yeah.
it.
Get in there and start taking bumps and run the ropes. And I'm like, okay.
Dave, just run the ropes.
So I've been trying to run the ropes a little more every day. And
cool.
Soon.
As you like.
It's good, man. I mean, stiffness.
Yeah.
You know, just a little.
You tape it up when you run?
I wear a brace. They got they gave me this brace to wear when I do legs at the gym. Other than that, my physical therapist don't want me to wear a brace. He said strengthen the leg.
Because
when you wear that brace, it kind of serves as the muscle, as the brace, and it's kind of like
I was gonna say, Drew, would you have any? I mean, I know you're getting closer.
Have you done anything?
I know you were closer. Yeah. You're closer and closer to getting back. But is there anything that you could tell him to maybe add to his?
Just be careful.
Yeah.
There it is. Like, just be careful. You know your body. Don't let someone pressure you into doing something you don't want to do.
Well, in pro wrestling, and you should know this more than me, people are gonna like. Since I've gotten hurt, there's been like 30 more students that joined.
I get that.
There's been people kind of passing me by.
Have you been networking though and staying in communication with everybody? And
they gave I'm there, you know, at least
working
once
hard.
A week. Yeah. I mean, I'm doing the Monday Night Mayhem thing, which is just to keep my face on screen.
It's a YouTube show that they air at 11 o'clock
every
Monday.
You go
to the gym?
Oh, every day.
Then you go. What else can you do?
I'm busting my ass as hard as I can, but I know my body, and I just I'm scared shitless. I'll tell you right now, I'm scared to death to do it again.
It takes a while to get over that.
I got a wedding next year that she's like, if you crouch down the aisle, I'll fucking kill you. Like, oh, don't worry, I'll be fine.
Right.
But yeah, it's scary, man. I tell everybody else who just thinks I'm just some weirdo in spandex, like, this shit is as real as it gets. Like,
You are a weirdo in spandex.
Yeah. No,
there's
I know.
No denying any of
that. The world of professional wrestling is weird in itself, but I'm scared to death to get back in there, but once I do, I know it'll just come back. And
yeah, from what I understand, from what I've heard from other guys that have been out, the hardest thing to do is get your wind back. Is that right?
Oh my god!
I don't know if that's the hardest,
but
for some people, I'm sure
One of the things.
My wind was never great. You know, that's truth be told. But like running the ropes for like 30 seconds the other day.
Yeah,
I go out of the ring. I'm like, what? And I do cardio 45 minutes to an hour a day at the gym. But
that's
nothing,
what I hear. It's completely
there's
different.
Nothing compared to running and actually working a match because you're dead. Like,
right.
If you don't have the right wind, Pat said it best to me a million times. He's like, you can be the strongest, the most technically sound. You know every submission in the book and this and that. But if you don't have ring wind and you can't last, you're nothing.
That's what the headlock is for.
No, grab a hold. Yeah, no, I know.
Grab a hold.
Grab a hold.
Grab a hold.
Rest. It's called a rest hold for a reason.
Yes.
True. So I don't know. I think guys like Playboy Buddy Rose, he had pretty good wind for a big guy.
He wasn't always a big guy.
I know, but it's deceptive, some of these guys, that you wouldn't expect them to have good wind. Do you ever encounter that? Like you're wrestling a bigger guy who's not completely jacked to the gills or anything like that.
He's just like taking one breath. He could hold a breath for like 8 hours.
And he could just go.
Yeah.
In the ring. He can just fucking go.
Well, I think people who have been around a long time and know what they're doing. You know, they kind of develop good habits in the ring and, you know, good strategies for applying their motion correctly, that kind of stuff, you know. I think it just takes practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time in the ring. So
you manage a guy of big size and he can move almost quicker than some of the guys that are 1/4 of his size. Fala can move, man.
Yeah, you ever work with Fala Ba? Are you familiar with Fala Ba?
No, Francis.
I'm not.
Ah, fantastic.
My niece shit a brick when he dropped that leg on Homicide.
Oh, really?
She flipped out, dude. She's like, oh my God, is he
You guys
dead?
Know the Nigerian Nightmare?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, another
talk about shit a brick. Fuck.
Like, damn, Moff is a monster.
Moff's awesome.
Moff's a monster, but that guy can go, and he won't stop until it's over.
Moff's looking better now than he ever has.
Ever before.
Yeah.
And I can't stress it enough that I'm so privileged and happy for him to say, you're my guy now. You know, you're my project, and I'm like, shit, let's do it. You know, like I'm down.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk Raw really fast before I want to open the phone lines? I want these guys to take phone calls.
You didn't open them up?
Okay, yeah.
Put it out there, dude. Well, I don't want to fucking start Raw and then have people interrupt us.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, let's do Raw.
We
in 30
don't have
seconds
to.
Or less.
Let's just hit the major. No Cena on Raw.
The Bellas still stink. That whole storyline's awful.
Hey, shut your mouth.
Dude, I love the Bellas, but I'm so tired of this fucking storyline.
Oh, here's something interesting to note of Raw. Up 300,000 viewers from last week, and that's with no John Cena.
Yeah, interesting.
So
I didn't know he wasn't going to be on.
No John Cena equals...
Well, advertises strongly. John Cena will not be on Raw this week.
But, you know, like, within if he's not on your TV in the first half hour or... At least not advertised in the first half hour. You know that
he's not there.
He's not
there.
Do
you know that?
So I thought he was going to show up at the end.
Yes, I did.
Drew.
You know what I do?
Speaking
I do
of the
know
end,
you would have tuned out.
I know. I'm a mentalist.
Look, I understand they want people to watch the network, and I understand they want to make it free for this month. But you're making us sit through 3 hours and 5 minutes plus of Raw, and then you're going to put a match on the network right after that?
That was kind of weird. And the fact that they both worked a match during Raw.
Right.
And then you're like,
I had read that it was too late to rewrite. Like, the title match was a last-minute thing they were going to put at Survivor Series. But they decided to throw it on the network. It was too late to rewrite everything, so they said, fuck it, they're working double duty.
Speaking of that segment, did you watch Sheamus yell at Rusev during Raw?
No.
Do you know what he called him?
No, what did
a
he
cunt?
Call?
No, Payne brought this up. He calls me immediately. He goes, did you just hear what Sheamus said to Rusev? I said, I don't know. He goes, rewind it. Sheamus looks at Rusev and goes, hey, Rusev Bokara. He has a last name now. And it's Bokara.
No, he does not.
Oh, come on.
Watch Raw again. He says, Rusev Bokara. Or he says, like, Mr. Bokara. He calls him Bokara. And I'm like, I'm serious. Payne's like, shit, Eric's going to get a cease and desist of Mario's name. He goes, no, that's his real name. You can't take away the guy's real name. But all of a sudden, Rusev has a last name and it's Bokara.
Wow. Mario can sue.
I doubt it.
He can.
Well, I thought Rusev was his last name, because wasn't he something first?
Alexander Rusev or something, Rusev. Right? But he called him Bokara. Unless I'm listening to this.
You think he did
this...
it just as a rib?
I don't know.
What?
Does Sheamus know Mo?
Zack Ryder worked the show, and doesn't Zack know all the guys from PWS?
Zack Ryder, yeah.
It's possible.
I mean, I don't see.
Maybe he's pissed at Jay
Let's call him right now. Here he is.
Maybe he's coming out of the back again. No, but yeah, I just watched the promo.
Maybe Zack's still pissed that Jamie hung up on him when he was on the fucking 2.5 wrestlers. He said, fuck.
Jay Silva Pat book. No, but yeah, so that was brought to my attention, and I was like,
that's pretty wild.
About? I didn't buy it at first until I had to rewind it.
So Rusev wins the U.S. title.
Off the U.S. title.
Hulk Hogan was pissed off.
Hulk Hogan's calling John Cena to save the country.
Well, there you
All
go.
All Hogan does now, promo wise, is talk about breast cancer and how great John Cena is.
Your promo last week about Hogan and whatever.
Let me tell you
guys
something, brother.
Dude, your Hogan last week was great.
Yeah, but then I got
the
lost.
Boobies,
Kevin's like, keep going. I'm like, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I was up late watching Survivor Series 1990 last night.
Were you?
The Gravest Challenge?
That was my favorite Survivor Series growing up.
Yeah, holy shit, the promos.
No, that was 91.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Oh, I love
so much yelling.
So much yelling. That
just
was
yelling constantly.
Year. Gobbledygooker year, right?
Yeah. That was
That's when, that's when they had the final Ultimate Survival match, where it was like Tito, Warrior, and Hogan versus the
One
World.
Team survived the whole thing versus Hogan, the Warrior, and Santana.
It was like Million Dollar Man. Yes.
And they fucking lost.
Undertaker debuted.
And Tito had a job.
No, Tito had a pin, though. Tito pinned, I think, the Warlord.
The opening match was Mr. Perfect and Demolition.
Versus Ultimate Warrior, the Road Warriors,
and Texas
Tornado. And I remember I was shocked at how fast Axe was taken out of that match.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Axe was always
that's the idea, right?
Yeah.
The elimination stuff. Yeah.
But I was just like, wow.
I've never seen so many pinfalls due to clotheslines and dropkicks.
I know. Of all, there's like a knee
which
drop.
Which is awesome.
Just remember, Hogan, leg drop. That killed everybody.
Dude,
so
killed his back, too.
That was... That was supposed to be the one. Oh, I was 91 as well. 90 was Hogan.
Was great.
Was it Hogan?
Kerry Von Erich.
No, it was Warrior Kerry Von Erich. It was Hogan.
Hogan
thought
were
the same guys at one point.
Yeah, it was Hogan, Tugboat, Boss Man, and Hacksaw.
Yep.
Oh my
Burst,
God! What a man!
Earthquake, Dino Bravo, Haku, and Barbarian.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh God.
It was. I'm a Survivor Series fucking nut, man.
All right. Well, guess what?
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm watching that tonight now.
Hogan, Hacksaw,
Tugboat, and Boss Man.
Yeah.
Versus Haku, Barbarian, Bravo.
I'm glad you brought this up.
No, I didn't bring it up. Drew brought it up.
Well, whoever.
Listen, give credit to the man in
the Philly fanatic
suit.
Brought it up.
Gulak, tomato, tomato.
Don't fucking shut your mouth.
So, they did a stupid promo last night. Triple H, Steph, said they were going to assemble the best Survivor Series team ever.
Uh-huh.
I present the question to you. What is the best Survivor Series team ever?
Ooh. Obviously, Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior, and Tito Santana.
I like that.
They're the ultimate survivors. Well, Tito Santana did.
Yeah, but
Tito Santana got a pinfall, and then this.
He was expendable.
Yeah.
They weren't a...
It was a rub.
I mean...
He got a rub.
It was a rub. That was it.
They were a team, but they weren't like a traditional...
Yeah, they weren't one of the...
Any team that Heenan had was probably one of the greatest teams
ever
assembled.
The Heenan family.
The Heenan
there was one team
No, they didn't
Heenan
really
had.
No, they didn't have a good run, man.
But he always had great
They
talent.
Won the first one.
It was... Because I remember there was a time where one of the Brainbusters was not there...
Tully.
And
Tully had a little sniffles.
And then Bobby Heenan was one of them against...
It was 89.
Yeah, against Warrior.
The Rockers.
Jim Neanvil Neidhart.
And you know what? That annoyed me when they split up tag teams.
Well, they were supposed to. Brett and Anvil at that point apparently were going to be separated anyway.
Wait, which one was on the 2x4s? Brett?
Brett.
Or the 4x4s?
Brett, Hercules, Ronnie Garvin, and Hacksaw.
Hercules. Such a Hercules mark.
Hercules?
He did.
What team was Ken Shamrock on?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, boy.
Control F, that thing.
Control Let's see. F to what Ken year? Shamrock? What year?
Hit the find button.
When was he on a team?
I don't know.
I don't think he was.
I don't remember.
But they kind of got
That's the best one.
That's the best. I got to go with the one that I posted last night. I got to go with the when they went back to the five-man. It was Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, CM Punk.
Would they take on the Spirit Squad?
Wait, you guys don't remember that team that was Ken Shamrock, Steve Blackman, Dr. Death, Steve Williams, and Tank Abbott?
I thought Dan Severin was on that one.
Dan Severin was five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it was five.
Yeah. What a team.
So you're talking about favorite team that ever existed? Or are
like, what do you think the best team?
No. The favorite team that ever happened.
I got to say Andre's team, dude. First Survivor Series.
Oh, Andre, Bundy, One Man Gang, Rude, and Butch Reed. Yeah.
That was a great team.
97. Ken Shamrock was the sole survivor in the LOD Fucking against right. Nation
There you
domination.
Go.
Was it Ken Shamrock, Blackman, and LOD?
No, it was LOD.
Ahmed Johnson, Shamrock.
Yes, Ahmed Johnson, Shamrock.
And the Black Baby.
Who was the opposing team? Go ahead.
It was Farouk, D'Lo, The Rock.
Nation.
Wow, and they beat The Rock?
They did.
Ken Shamrock was the sole survivor.
And then you can't forget... Team USA.
He was booked so strong.
Team USA was terrible. Doug Furness, Phil LaFon, Goldust, and Vader.
No, Furness and LaFon were on Team Canada.
Oh, okay. So it was Mark Merrow, Goldust, Vader, and Blackman?
Steve Blackman. He was the first one eliminated. But via the Canada.
Last one. Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks.
Cheers.
Salute.
Thank you for being here, Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so that's his favorite tag team because Ken Shamrock was the sole survivor. That's Drew's.
Hold on. Wait, did you say favorite tag team?
Favorite Survivor Series team.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Definitely my
favorite. Well, now, who's your favorite tag team now that we're on that?
The APA.
We're on that?
Yeah, no, we're not on that, but I just want to ask. Now we're done. Now we're off that.
So that's the big King of Trio surprise is Farouk Bradshaw and Ken Shamrock next year.
Did you just.
It's real.
Is it next year?
It's damn real.
It is next year.
That's fourth wall breaking stuff right there.
I don't know.
Can I ask you a question, Drew?
What?
Okay.
You were an ant, right?
No.
Come on. Don't fucking rib us.
No, really, I wasn't. That's a rumor. That's a rumor that was started.
Why do you think we gave you the green microphone?
Grave?
Gravy? Gravy gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Baby Brown gravy.
Baby Brown gravy.
I got to make that baby.
No, that was a rumor.
For now,
I told you, I trained with Chikara and I trained with CZW. When I started, I was actually teaming with Andy Sumner on the regular as part of Team Andrew.
All right, so.
That's what I was doing.
That's what. That, then there's
2005 through 2008, maybe.
See?
That was my early wrestling career.
All right, so. That's Eddie, you didn't mention your favorite Survivor Series tag team of or Survivor Series team of all time.
Oh, God. Wow. I liked the.
The Vipers?
I think it was Von Erich, Warrior, and LOD.
Okay.
In 90.
That's a strong team.
That was a good ass team.
That was a good team back then, and then
it was a really good team.
And that was like that was the kickoff match.
You gonna take like the Jumping Bomb Angels and Donna Christian?
No, and you know what's scary about my favorite team is only
love the Jumping Bomb.
Only
Angels.
Animals alive out of that team.
God damn it, Eddie.
All right, isn't that sad?
Well, Kerry's foot was dead during that match.
Oh.
All right.
Sorry.
Oh, boo.
Matt, did you ever say yours?
Oh,
holy shit.
Rude, Perfect, and the Rougeau brothers.
Was that the Visionaries?
No.
No, the
that was the Rude
Brood. That was the Rude Brood, wasn't it?
The Visionaries was that 90 team that ended up with the Martel, the Warlord, and the Power and Glory.
Yeah, they clean swept Jake and his team, too.
Yeah, which was Jake, Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and the Rockers.
Yeah, wow.
Jake Mihoff.
That was the grand finale one, too, 90.
Yeah. 90.
Yeah, still.
I'm so glad you like that.
Survivor Series 90 was my favorite.
Yes.
Really?
What?
Yeah. 89. Which one was it? 89 was my favorite, man.
When Owen kicked out the leg of.
That was 94. 93.
93.
94.
I kicked your leg.
94.
Out from under your leg, Brett.
Yeah, WrestleMania against Shawn Michaels and the Knights.
Yeah. WrestleMania 10 was 94.
Which was supposed to be Jerry Lawler, but he kind of got in trouble.
He likes the young titties.
Them young titty bitties.
Wasn't he with Cat for a little while?
Later on.
Are we
fucking right in the pussy?
There you go. Thanks, Tony. There it is.
In your face.
The fucking the four doinks were awful.
They ruled.
No.
Oh, stink, men on a mission.
Stink, pink, chink, and
no. The doinks when it's men on a mission. Doink.
No, it was men on a mission. The bushwhackers.
No, yeah. It was doink, dink.
I understand.
Pink,
there's
stink.
Two different ones. There was 94, which was that one with the midgets, and then the one before that was men on a mission and the bushwhackers versus the head shrinkers and. Don't get me. Bash and Booger and Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh,
great. Kathy wow. Hummer just like the whole. We're taking calls.
Oh, we are taking calls? We're still doing that?
Yeah, I opened the phone.
Well, we opened the phone, but we're moving along.
What time is it?
we got about 25, 30 minutes yet.
Oh, great.
We're cool. So,
with nothing to talk about.
No, we need to talk
nothing
about.
To talk about.
Oh,
I
can talk for days.
Vince McMahon appeared on Raw.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Shut up.
He looked like Betty White's labia.
Oh. He looks good.
You know he doesn't, dude. He's old.
He is old, but like, you know, he looks good.
And what was the whole point? Like, I'm making a stipulation. If the authority team loses, they lose power.
So, but now there's nothing to lose for the other team. You know what I'm saying? Like, make a stipulation
no
where it's
balance.
Both.
Yeah. It was an awkward.
That's what you think.
Oh.
Swerve.
Yeah. It's spontaneous. It was weird, right?
It was just
a weird time.
It was to plug the network.
Basically, yeah, it was all.
That
was
and all. It's free for the month of November.
That's how much they think of Survivor
So now
series.
They want to say, you know, F off to everybody paying for November.
Here's a news
bite. Myself.
They were saying, oh, UK's getting the network at 8 o'clock tonight. And then at 7:58, oh, sorry, no network.
Really?
Derp. They pulled the, apparently this is the third time they
Not
did
for
this.
You, LOL. Oh.
They're saying, the rumor is that it's like Sky Sports or whoever like the pay-per-view provider is over there.
You stupid blokes.
They have a deal through 2015 and they don't want to lose pay-per-view money.
Fooled you.
So.
Yeah, it's free over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fooled you. Here's my thing. They, you know, they promote the price and they try to get people to subscribe. But they're like shitting on pay-per-view. So, like.
People that buy it. I know.
Yeah. Hey, you're paying $60, you scumbag.
Dude, that's.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Well, can we play Hang Up on the Bad Callers?
Yes.
All right, awesome.
It's called Mike Francesa.
JP,
everybody
man.
Just be quiet.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hello there.
Hello, this is Christine.
Be more specific.
Well, one half of the song, girls. Not Homa.
Ah, the other one. We call you the other one.
The one with the
one,
boyfriend.
Yeah, the less popular one.
Yeah, we heard you getting dick on the regular.
So the other one is not around.
You have any questions for Drew Gulak or Dave Destruction?
Well, Dave Destruction.
No way. Over him?
No way.
You have Drew Gulak. No, I'm
just seriously, though. No, like,
sorry, Drew Gulak questions only.
I haven't seen Drew Russell, so I don't know too much about him.
Wow.
Make something up, damn it. Make something up.
I apologize. I have. Sorry.
You should be.
But for Destruction.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to answer the question for you. Go ahead.
Yes. That's actually a good
Okay,
gimmick.
For Dave Destruction, go ahead.
All right, Dave.
Yeah.
So when are we anticipating your return?
Oh, man. You know, I got this injury right now. And
I know that.
Yeah, I know. It's just,
I'm like,
have you ever had an injury like this?
I wasn't born last night, I know.
It's really bad. And I don't know if I'm even going to be able to walk again. I would love to be able to, you know, it's hard. It's just been such a hard recovery. But you know what? If you set up a GoFundMe account.
Stop.
A GoFundMe account for Dave Destruction's leg.
No. No.
And if we can raise $500, then I know in my heart of hearts and your heart of hearts that there's a good chance. That I could come back to the ring very shortly. What do you say? Are you going to help me on this journey? Are you going to help me on this adventure? We can do it together.
Oh, sure.
Damn, she sounded all flustered there.
I'm not flustered.
She's talking to Drew Destruction.
Drew Destruction.
No, this is Dave Destruction.
Co-host of Monday Night Mayhem.
She's a great supporter of mine. But only together can we succeed.
And from those pictures, Dave needs a lot of support.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Goodbye, Christine.
Bye.
Don't eat too much dick.
We weren't going there.
Hey, oh, Shining Wizards.
Boy.
Hey, what's going on? It's JP.
Oh, my God. It's like an a batting order with these guys.
It really is.
Leading off.
Now,
Christine Friesendorf. Leading off.
Number 67. Seven, seven.
And Drew Gulak in studio, JP. I'm sure you're familiar with both men.
Well, yeah, actually, I am familiar with both of them. And actually, I have a question for Mr. Gulak.
Nice. Oh, shit. I'm answering his hand.
What's that, man? Ask away, sir.
Hi, Mr. Gulak, I happen to be a big fan of yours, and thanks. I happen to like the fact that you're bettering the combat zone. When are you going to get rid of DJ Hyde once and for all?
That starts after Cage of Death this year, so he'll be gone then.
Please put him in the cage and just...
No. We don't want him anywhere near the show, period. Like, he's going to be off the events for a long time.
Thank God. I hope so. Because Cage of Death,
but, you know,
there.
It really comes down to Chris Dickinson and him having this feud. You know, they've been feuding for a while right now, and I know they're going to settle the score at Cage of Death, which is December 13th in Voorhees, New Jersey, from the Skate Zone. And
that's my birthday.
Whoa!
Well, I think you should come.
Holy shit.
I think you should go. I think you should go, and we'll bring you cake. We'll bring you ultraviolet cake.
Is that going to conflict with your birthday party at the waiting room?
No, because I'm doing the party on the 12th.
Oh, you know what's even better? If you're not going to be able to make it to Cage of Death, you can always stream us live at www.streamczw.com.
Got that?
JP?
No, absolutely. And I do plan on being in Voorhees on December 13th to watch Chris.
Bring a big sign that says DJ Hyde can go to hell.
I'm gonna bring
and it's my birthday.
DJ Hyde. Wow.
Also.
You know, you and Drew share a birthday.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Drew's last birthday is December 13th as well?
No, mine's April 28th. But hey, why not?
Hey, close enough.
All right, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jay.
Going to town with
those.
He's
like, hey, that's my birthday.
That is.
Whoa.
Oh, Drew, those are only two fans, so.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the same callers I get on my podcast.
It's back to us now.
D-E-A-D.
And I stole yours.
Yeah, you stole mine.
Oh, my God, that's great.
That's who listens to this show.
Holy shit.
Oh, that happens to be my birthday.
Wait, is it your birthday on the 13th of December? Is it? Because that would be funny. It would be like the same day that I'm going to wrestle a bunch
of dudes. Your birthday's like close to Jesus' birthday. That's cool.
Me and JC.
Do you do two separate holidays? Do you do birthday and Christmas?
Actually,
because that would be insane.
I got fucked every Christmas.
Wait, you're Jewish? You do Hanukkah? You got 8 nights of Hanukkah and your birthday? And your mom is Catholic, so you do Christmas too? What
I hate
a
it.
Month.
Well, she's black too, so they do Kwanzaa.
That.
As
what
well.
A month. And black.
I hate
and black. And you celebrate black.
I don't hate the black, but I hate people with birthdays. I mean, well, actually, Buck's birthday is like Christmas Eve or something like that, but people that celebrate twice, just.
Yeah, but they get the shaft, though. Don't they get like just like
and
one
some of them
present?
Don't complain.
I don't know. Mine's the 7th of January, so. It's kind of like right there.
What are those New Year babies?
Almost.
New Year brown baby. Baby brown baby. Well, if we're talking about birthdays, this is going to be the first time in my 41 years that my birthday falls on Easter.
Jesus.
Oh. Womp, womp.
Great.
Fuck.
Like, someone else has to do the soundboard.
I said on Easter.
Nobody cares.
Where's the Zandig Jesus
clip? Oh, you want Jesus?
Jesus.
This will bring Drew back.
Jesus.
There he is.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
JP,
hey, did you put out there that we're still taking calls?
I did. We're fucking running on fumes.
No, we're doing all right.
We abuse them so often that you
know what we can
I'm
do?
Gonna share it.
Speaking of
boy.
Calls, I could play the calls we had on Skype this week.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Last week's were fucking terrible.
No, this week's are actually good. We got a few for Kevin. Kevin's
you played
got a,
shitty calls?
Kevin's got an admirer.
Hi, this is Joni Lawler calling again to talk to Kevin from the Shining Wizards. This is Joni Lawler. You might know me better as China, the ninth wonder of the world.
Is this legit?
No.
Yes, dude, it's Joni.
Shut up.
Raw or WWE SmackDown.
This is sensual.
I was just wondering.
It's all for Kevin.
Come here, baby.
Well, Kevin.
Is this you, Eddie?
One night in West Orange, New Jersey. Okay, well, give me a call back.
She knows where you live, dude.
Or maybe we can meet for a drink sometime.
She's shot.
Hey, did you guys vote?
I didn't vote.
I voted for Drew Gulak for a better combat zone.
I voted for everybody to watch it, listen to this show.
Once again, this is the ninth wonder of the world, China.
Just in case you forgot.
First woman to ever compete in the Royal Rumble.
I have a question for
what's
you.
What's that?
Also,
on the Facebook.
Okay.
On the Twitter machine.
Turn
get rid of this, please.
Kill Joni, please.
All right. Friend from across the pond,
Baza?
Baza.
Oh boy!
He wants to know if Drew was a biscuit. What biscuit would he be?
His mama biscuits,
Cracker Barrel.
Ooh,
Cracker Barrel biscuits.
You wouldn't be like Popeyes.
No, Cracker
Louisiana
Barrel.
Fast.
I think he said it.
That's a fucking lie. There is no such thing as Louisiana Fast. They have one speed. It's,
yeah, they take
it's
their time.
It's slow.
They
super
take their time
slow.
Down there.
What about Roy Rogers biscuit?
Yeah.
That also doesn't exist anymore.
Now they're coming back.
Oh, very few.
Yeah, they're coming back.
Roy Rogers coming back
to North Jersey.
2016.
Sick.
We got to wait another year.
I want a Survivor Series teams of Roy Rogers, the guy from Hardee's, Colonel Sanders,
and Ronald McDonald,
and Dave Thomas.
No, only chicken people.
Oh, chicken people.
Yeah, only chicken people.
The cows.
How about the annoying redhead?
How about Crown Fried Chicken guy?
And the crown, the big black king of the Crown Fried Chicken. That's got to be black, dude.
Nailed it. It totally is.
Bobby Lashley.
They next. Know each other, bro.
Oh,
that's next.
Bro. You want to? There's only like another minute for the calls.
Is it still fucking Joni Lawler?
No. It's fine.
You guys are gonna have to tell me who that fucking is, by the way.
I don't know.
We don't
fucking
know.
China.
What is this?
Kevin.
It's her again.
Oh,
so you have another call.
Someone blew you a kiss.
The ninth wonder of the world.
Oh my god.
Joni Lawler.
There's only another minute. Relax.
What's the number?
Just wondering why Kevin hasn't called back.
She's mad at you.
Well, I'm just sitting here enjoying a beautiful day.
Oh. It's one of you fucks, I know it.
She's shot.
It's not me.
Ain't me.
But
she's a saint.
I'll give you the number when we're done, if you know who it is.
Like China
don't
is
treat me like a woman.
Okay, well, once again,
like
this is
Joni
Lawler.
Like no man.
Don't treat me like a woman.
Don't treat me like a man. Don't treat me like you know me. Treat me for who I am.
And she comes out with a gun. And then the gun to the other side.
There's 40 seconds left. There's only two more calls. They're good.
Are they China?
No, it's not China.
All right.
This is Ryan McDonald from Dover, Texas. Just saying a big get well soon to Dave Destruction. Can't wait to see him back in the ring.
Dave!
Oh, thanks.
Hopefully he'll pick up those tag team titles, you know.
All right.
How about that?
Yeah, wait, just one more. Wait.
Monkeys. Guys are here from England.
This is Baza.
I just find out to say what a fantastic fucking interview you had with Stevie Ray. Thoroughly enjoyed it. One of the best you've done for a long time.
Yep.
Hence, just be cool, dudes. Be cool.
He said, be cool, dudes. Be cool.
You said that caller was from Texas, the one before?
Texas and England.
Cool, man.
And that was Baza. He was very happy with the Stevie Ray interview.
I expected more out of him.
Jeez,
he wasn't
mate.
Drunk, probably.
Thank you, Baza.
Dude, he called in like three times, absolutely trashed out of his mind. Just saying, I'm going to fucking drink this fucking...
Where does he call from?
He's like, England.
England. So think of what time that is right now.
He's like,
I have no idea.
You
cunt. I'll tell you right, it's 6 hours ahead.
Yeah. It's 3 a.m.
That sounds about right.
Jesus.
Yeah, the drunk calls all came in succession between like 4 and 5 a.m.
Well, I had to do the math when the NFL decided they wanted to play.
I'll play in London. I wake up at 8:30 a.m. and there's a fucking football
9
game.
9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, no, it's got to be like... 1 o'clock over there.
It's a Falcons game, right?
I was disappointed it wasn't the Patriots against the Silly Nannies.
Ah, Family Guy reference.
Jaboopy, jaboopy.
Shaboopy, shaboopy.
All right.
I like that.
All right, who's going to put the cracker on the table?
What's going on in news, Matt?
Time for
any more
jerks? Oh, I got news from last week that we never did.
Really?
Well, it's old news.
There's a lot of news, actually.
No, there was some good news. Did you guys hear about the Billy Jack Haynes lawsuit against WWE?
Did we talk about this?
No, we didn't talk about it. They got rid of it?
Thought they did.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know the follow up.
What's he suing for?
The same thing as like the NFL thing.
Stupid hat.
Forced drugs, catching hepatitis. chair shots.
Wait, Billy Jack Haynes?
Egregious mistreatment
hepatitis?
Of wrestlers. That's what the lawsuit
It's basically it's like the NFL class action suit that he's trying to get started.
Oh, you're talking about like for concussions and shit?
Mostly for head, from what I read, mostly head injuries, but I'm sure that's all in there too. And it was basically, I think it was pretty much thrown out or not even. And there's no way 20 years ago you had the knowledge of what concussions were going to do.
And look what they're doing now. They're extremely careful.
And the NFL
got
the NFL was the Players Association was awarded
a lot of money.
Not that much if you think about it. Divided up against all these players, but then they're revisiting it and they're now going over it again. And now Billy Jack Haynes tried to do something with the same thing with wrestling, which I think is
the only problem with that. And like I agree that people like the NFL players and even past wrestlers, if this really goes through, the only problem I have with that is like everybody and their sister is going to start showing up, be like, I have concussion syndromes too.
That's
so
what it was with the NFL.
I get some money. I'm like, fuck that, man. Like if you played in the 70s and 80s in football, then you probably are fucked up in some way because their rules back then are different now, where if you breathe on a guy wrong, you're flagged 15 yards and a fine. Yeah.
Just like that.
You're fine.
He just got
just
fined.
Like that.
Yeah.
I just got fined. But I'm, you know,
false start?
Yeah. he breathed too early. But the rules are so different now, but people are coming out of the woodwork saying, I'm feeling concussion syndromes. Please pay me.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
And again, back 30 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, there was no knowledge. There's no scientific knowledge. Medical science wasn't where they are now then on concussions, on shit like that. So
no,
it's and plus, listen, you know what you're doing. You're getting paid a lot. Maybe not back then, but you're getting paid a lot of money to do what you're doing.
The problem is people piss their money away, and now they're searching for a way to get more income.
Fair.
And this is perfect for that.
That's fair.
Like a guy like Bill Romanowski,
right?
Linebacker for the Broncos,
right?
Fucking head case, probably blew all his money, and now he's saying I'm a nut job, and it's all because of the NFL.
Well,
and now I want money.
It's but then. Again, To play devil's advocate, and it's not really devil's advocate, it's just the other side of the coin. You got guys like Chris Nowinski, the Sports Legacy Institute, who are now really, really, it was actually Triple H was just named to, I think, the board of directors for the Sports Legacy Institute with Chris Nowinski.
Of course he
and
was.
What's that?
So of course he was.
But it's
all about the game.
It is something that should
it's
be looked at.
It's all about the brain.
It's all about
how
the,
you save it.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go on.
I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo Nation had a tryout. People were impressed with him down at NXT. Looks like he's getting signed.
Nothing yet, though.
No, not yet, but, you know.
It's Yoo-ha.
I kind of want to see
Yoo-ha Nation, first of all.
Here was something very interesting. You cannot buy WWE DVDs on Amazon until January. Apparently,
why?
With their switch to distributors, they wound up losing, like, all the old, like, stock that they had while the new distributor, like, takes it over. So anything that you buy now, including stuff that was supposed to be released in time for the holidays, is not going to be available. I don't know. It just seems like they shot themselves in the foot by doing this at the holiday season.
I have iTunes.
Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
They seem to be shooting themselves in the foot a lot lately.
Do you see that video that surfaced about, do you have what it takes to be an NXT tryout guy?
Yeah.
Watch that. I was excited to see Swan on there.
Rich Swan.
Yeah, he was on there.
Very
that
excited.
Was cool.
I hope good things for him, man.
Oh,
he's
Kevin
Steen
gets to keep his
screw
name.
Screw that guy.
Kinda.
Oh, yeah, forgot.
Rich Swann.
It's Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
But
he chose
the reason why he's doing it is pretty cool, though, right?
Swann.
Isn't it about his son or something?
What
like
a two faced son of. It's all an act. It's all an act, guys.
Who, Steen?
Stop looking at me, Swann.
It's all an act.
Swann.
Swing.
We aren't
it's
a fan
all an
of
act. He's the meanest guy ever. I saw him punch a homeless guy once.
Did you really?
Yeah. I believe it 100%.
Crazy. No, I swear. Did the homeless
guy
in England punch a homeless guy? What? Did he deserve it?
No.
No, he was just. Hey, you know, I'm homeless. And Rich Swann's like, shut up! And he punched
him. And he did the whole cell, too.
Yeah.
He stomped.
Yeah, he did a flip after that.
That's awesome. I'm more of a fan now than I was five minutes ago.
If you didn't
so.
Like him before, I love
what
him
What a
now.
Mean guy.
What a meanie.
What a meanie. So, Kev, oh, here's a question for both of you guys. Drew, say you get signed to a developmental deal.
What kind of deal?
WWE NXT.
How much money?
I don't care how much money. I'm focusing on...
I care.
Okay. 400
it's
a
not
week.
About the money.
It is for me.
What do they change your... They have to change your name.
Uh-huh.
What do you pick?
Do they have to change it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Say they have to change your name. Say,
I pick
but they Gu
Dulac.
What?
Gru Dulac.
Gru Diet Dulac.
You know, some of my fans know who it is. Really.
Gru Dulac.
Yep.
I like that. That's awesome. What about you, Dave? Destructing Dave?
That's it. Just reverse
Destruction
it.
Dave?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Probably whatever. Shining Edwards Jackson or something like that.
Use Erecting
that.
Dave.
Use that. Use that. Absolutely.
Well, no. What were you going to call me?
No, I want to be. I want to be. I want to change it. Can I change mine?
Yeah.
It's not too late.
I want to be the Eliminator.
Will you wear John Cronus shorts?
No.
No, just the Eliminator.
Yep.
He eliminates.
Eliminator. Like think of all the things it rhymes with.
Everything.
Eliminator.
Illuminator.
Masturbator.
Yep. Masturbator.
You had to go there?
Interrogator.
Interrogator.
Schwarzenegger.
Out of stater.
Well, you should be the Eliminator and be like an SAT tutor and just tell people how to eliminate the wrong answers.
That's wrong. Like,
by process of elimination. You.
The answer is not C.
It's wrong.
Jesus. I was going to call you Dave Construction Paper.
Dave Construction.
Paper.
Paper. Dave Construction Paper.
You're a build. You're Bob the Builder. Just wrestling. You're really good at tables matches.
Building
like
the
that.
Tables.
Yes. Oh, by the way, that tables match, not the tables match, but the spot that Abyss and Mo did.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of it.
When they broke that fucking table, dude, fucking, there were bugs fucking flying out of that table, by the way. It was fucking
bugs?
Crazy.
Bocaro went over, won the match. He's all bloody and stuff. He gets to the back.
He's picking off termites off his fucking
back. Gets to the back. I pull him aside while he's fresh right out the match. And I'm like, dude, that was great, man. Congrats. He's like, thank you, thank you. And I said, next time you use the spear, ask me first. He spear through a table. But yeah, no, there was termites all over.
Dude, there was fucking me and Mark Carino were taking the broken table out of the ring.
Covered in bugs.
It was disgusting. But anyway, but it was also a great match, though. So
you knew it was going to break then.
You brought up the Carinos. It seemed like Mark, a.k.a. Dustin, he was very angry during the tag match.
Yes.
Is that his shtick now?
Yes. He was angry with me.
Yeah.
He was angry with me.
During the tag match?
Yes.
Why?
Because I didn't warn them that Harlem Heat was going to be with Reality.
And that's his job.
Oh.
So, he's not earning his money.
No, because in the middle of the match,
well,
he's
that
like...
comes into play because of this.
He's like, Justin, where are you? Get over here.
Justin got a concussion.
Like Scorpion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Justin got knocked silly in that
I
match.
Was genuinely uncomfortable when he started yelling. He just
seemed
so
pissed
off. He didn't
look too hot after the show.
What happened was double Frankensteiner from each corner off the top rope. Dustin's leg came down.
Oh, yes. Holy shit. Yes, yeah. I forgot about that spot.
Great spot.
Yeah, it looked great, amazing. But he got
I keep
hurt.
Forgetting that
he's
Dustin.
Okay. He's okay.
Dude, he
got
ate brain on that one. It was
he
crazy.
Did. It was a little scary.
And it was that kind of show.
It was Halloween.
That was true.
Come on, you didn't get that. He's
that
okay now, but head. Yeah, that was a scary moment. Like, he didn't know where he was for a few seconds.
And whose idea was it to put Virgil in the Cobra Corps?
Didn't we talk about this?
Kevin Matthews.
I think it was off air, wasn't it?
Oh, it was off air.
Uh-oh. Well, it's going to be our last call tonight, I guess.
Last call tonight.
Kevin, this number looks familiar.
It's Hummer.
No.
Shining Wizards.
Hello?
Hi, who's calling?
This is Joni Lawler.
Oh, Joni, how are you, sweetie? You're on the line with the Shining Wizards, and Kevin's sitting right here next to me.
He's waiting.
Well, that's who I want to talk to you. It seems like I've been reaching out to you guys to come on the show, and nobody's called me back. You do know that in WWE, I was known as China, the ninth wonder of the world.
Don't treat me like a man. Yes, we are aware.
First
of
ever woman to appear in a Royal Rumble, 30-man battle, big Royal Rumble.
Yes, absolutely right.
You did
so
fantastic.
So
I co-held the Intercontinental Championship with Chris Jericho.
How many times did you fight Ken Shamrock?
3 times.
Who won?
Hello?
We're just playing your
Hello,
music.
Yes. We're giving you your theme song.
Hey. Yeah, don't treat me like a woman.
Hey, how was it? How was it being the She-Hulk?
Don't treat me like the man.
You're a third input gal, aren't you?
Excuse me?
You like it in the shitter?
That's disrespectful, yeah. Tony.
Well, that's kind of being treated like a man if you think about it.
The bass line on this song is just unreal.
I heard Flea came in for this one.
What do you got over here?
No, this is Jim Johnson, bro.
Kevin, talk to China.
Yeah, talk to you, bro.
Jesus, she's been
I loved
waiting.
You in the movie.
Ask her about X-Pac.
Did you see the sequel?
Kevin.
Sequel's a lot better.
Kevin, she's talking to you.
What's up, Joni?
Hi.
I've come seen your comedy a few times in the city. I sit far in the back, so you don't seem a little shy, but...
You sound like Mike Tyson. Are you Mike Tyson? Is this Mike Tyson?
That's Joni Lawler.
Kevin,
you're great in The Hangover.
China.
I love
China
it.
In the WWE.
Champ still got it.
Hey, were you in the WWE?
Yeah, good question, Drew.
The ninth wonder of the world.
Were you the ninth wonder of the world?
One wonder after Andre the Giant.
Wow.
Weren't you in a Royal Rumble?
Does that mean you were better than the Princess Bride?
Yes.
How much better? Scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the most.
Like
9? Like the ninth?
4.
4?
4. 4.
Oh, that's low.
I'm
no,
a,
you were
I'm
way
a
better
modest
than that. Come on, come on. Yeah, don't be modest. So don't be modest, China.
You're a former
come on,
Intercontinental
Xbox,
Champion.
Don't be modest.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah, you beat Jeff Jarrett in a good housekeeping match, and then that's when
China,
you
I hear
up
you're going to be in the Expendables 4. Rumors or legit?
No, that's a new. It's a new porn. It's called the Expandables.
Oh,
China's
up
gone.
Pow!
I think China. Boom. I think China broke kayfabe.
The Expandables thing set her
she
over there.
Hang
like,
with
you
us
know
yeah
what?
She's gonna
fuck
hang
this
oh
somehow.
Would you imagine say though, just for a minute, if that really was Joni Lawler?
That is.
Yeah, and us making fun of her. She kills herself tonight.
No.
In
why so morbid?
Really? I don't know.
That'd
be
terrible
about it next week's episode.
Yo, that's what I mean. It would be on our heads.
No, I wouldn't care.
I would think about it all the
time. I would care.
Oh, my God.
Kevin would care. He's going to be brokenhearted.
She changed
my
woman's of lives.
She changed our lives.
You know, I got to admit, Kevin, you were a little nervous.
You were a little
Kevin's
nervous.
Kevin's been nervous the
Drew
entire
jumped
night
right in there. I think he was trying to steal your woman.
That's fine by me. It's all you, buddy.
Wow. Don't steal my woman.
But just don't treat her like a woman.
Was it China?
Was it trying to steal your man?
Is China?
Just all right. Treat me like I am.
Drew knew every word to that song.
Dude.
It's my favorite.
Volume 3.
Next to Ken Shamrock's theme song. It's my favorite.
With the bells.
Yeah, it's a fucking sick theme song.
It is a good theme song.
I like when she used to use the Dying Seagull version of the game.
Oh, yeah.
I used to hear that at baseball games.
I love that song.
Dude, every NFL
one
team.
Self. Is this does anybody know who's sleeping with who?
Oh, yeah. Look at his face. He's so intense. He's going to kill you.
Until he yells.
Get
Shamrock
is you know the
really,
every NFL
really
team now, especially the Cowboys since I watched them thoroughly,
right,
the are using the Warriors theme song.
Gonna go
a
into
lot
the zone and beat some ass. Yeah, Ken Shamrock is really, really angry, and he's gonna put you in the ankle lock and make you tap out, cause he's Ken Shamrock, and he's the world's most dangerous man. He's so awesome.
Kim Johnson, eat your heart out.
He's the best.
Wow.
Yeah, they should have you for that.
His music's great, though, right? With the bells.
Awesome. It's definitely awesome.
Oh, man.
That was awesome.
Oh, Matthew.
You.
Is it plug time?
I know all the words.
All
right. Fuck.
Are we wrapping?
I have a I have a closing number, by the way, so don't anybody try to find one. I have a great gem of a number.
Well,
tonight.
Let's do your plugs, then we'll have Drew and Dave do their plugs.
Oh, good.
Rapid fire succession.
Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com, November 23rd. Hyphen. This man to my right will be making his Smash Wrestling debut as him and Biff Busick.
Do it like a big announcer.
Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
Why did you guys?
That's the word. No, that's right. Go ahead.
Do you want background music, by the way?
What?
Plug music.
Started the.
I want plug music.
Plugs.
I want plug music.
Play Jeff Jarrett.
So bad.
Play Jeff Jarrett walking. Plug music for Drew.
No. Why
stop
do you want to Emma?
Give me shitty Divas entrance music.
That's a terrible
I'll find
choice
something for Drew.
Just yes.
Fine. I can play this on the piano.
Let's go, plug music.
Oh, so Smash Wrestling. Smash
I almost
want to
dance like them.
This is like NPR plug music. Coming up next on NPR, we have the the Moody
Smash
Blues.
SmashHyphenWrestling.com.
All right, go. All
right, SmashHyphenWrestling.com. Drew Gulak makes his debut November 23rd. Head over to smash-wrestling.com for all your Smash Wrestling information, Wildcat Sports, and entertainment. This Saturday night, Bob Holly, Booker T, the guy who plays the piano in Peanuts.
Linus? Luke?
No.
Linus. Stevie Ray and Ray Charles.
Stinky one?
Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles over here.
No,
Pigpen's
a stinky
one. Yeah. It's the guy that Lucy has the crush on.
Linus.
No, Linus is the one with the blanket.
Linus is Lucy's
brother.
Who
plays the fucking piano?
He's on Schroeder. Linus and Lucy.
Schroeder.
Schroeder.
Who plays the fucking piano? Fuck.
Well, Schroeder will be in Louisiana this Saturday night for Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. Bob Holly, Booker T, Luke Hawks. Wildcatsports.com.
With a K.
With a K. Check
Shout
him out.
Shout out to Luke Hawks. He's the man, bro.
He is the man.
Absolutely. Huge fucking arms. Pro Wrestling. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I'm going to give you the distortion.
Oh. ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. November 22nd, Wrestle Bowl. Insane Clown Posse. Mick Foley. Colt Cabana versus Mario Bocara. And many, many more. This Saturday.
No. November 22nd.
I already said November 22nd.
He took my
plug. I'm rapid firing these
plugs. He's moving on, guys. Pay attention.
This Saturday. November Flyer 8th. Skate Zone. Get Voorhees, New Jersey. Double header. WSU, CZW.
That's the way Joni likes it, a double
No,
header.
Stop with the joke, you motherfuckers. I'm trying to do plugs. You're not making this easy. Oh, you know what? You know what? Forget Saturday. Tomorrow night, Dojo Wars 13. In,
Boom.
Blackwood, New Jersey?
Blackwood, New Jersey, yeah.
Oh, look at
My
that.
Mom says a lot of black people in Blackwood.
A lot of black people.
Quite a few. Actually, not that many, really.
No. It's false advertising. They just want to keep people out.
The Tournament of Valor.
Whitey?
Valor? Valor?
Tournament of Valor.
I like Valor. Is it Valor?
Valor?
No, are they Valor
drape
is something
themselves
different.
In velvet?
That would be great.
That's
the too. That's next. That's in the spring.
Yes.
We're almost out of plug music.
It's the most extravagant one ever.
Tomorrow night or Wednesday night, depends on when you listen to this, head down to Blackwood, New Jersey, 8 o'clock bell time. I know Drew is there.
Yep.
A lot of the students from the CZW Dojo will be participating every Wednesday night, so check that out. And then Saturday, Double Dip, WSU, CZW. Drew, will you be participating?
I will. I'll be taking on David Starr.
Oh, juicy guy.
Yeah, I'm going to kick the shit out of him. I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
Yes.
I'm going to murder him.
Please do.
Do it.
I'm going to murder him.
Well,
you're getting murdered, motherfucker.
Yes.
Be ready for your murdering. This is my plug music. David Starr versus Drew Gulak, 1-on-1 at Combat Zone Wrestling Night of Infamy.
Murder.
It's awesome,
Murder.
awesome.
Murdering.
Drew Gulak also has a ProWrestlingTees.com t-shirt.
I do.
Yeah, good luck getting it.
It takes 2 years. Maximum of 2 year delivery.
Be patient.
New designs coming soon.
He will personally deliver it to you and then challenge you to a fight.
If you wait 15 months.
And he might attack your son, but not really sure.
And slam his head into the ceiling tile. Accidentally. And that was funny as hell.
He has a Twitter at Drew Gulak. Drew Gulak.
DREWGULAK. It rhymes with a term.
DrewGulak.com. Also, Dave Destruction. Member of the Shining Wizards Network every Thursday evening. Destruction comes in your face.
Fuck!
In your
co-host,
why am I
JP
coming
Mayer.
In anybody's face?
In your face!
And Ronnie Kumpf. Fucking Ronnie.
You can follow Dave on Twitter at DestructionPWS. Dave will be making a
super
return.
Complicated handle on Twitter.
No E in Destruction. No E in.
It's Dav Destruction.
And only one knee.
Fuck off.
Follow his recovery from now till then.
Kickstarter.com/DaveDestruction.
GoFundMe brought to you by some fan of Dave Destruction
from Texas.
It's awesome. Help Dave walk again.
I got nothing else. I'm done with plugs.
All right, we ready for the closing number?
Well, let's thank
anyone
the
else?
Guests.
Or
let's
I can plug stuff, too.
All right, let Kevin Garofo plug.
We got the Boston Wrestling Marathon. That's not till March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
No bombs, please?
No bombs. But all, yeah, actually, all, it. All it's a fundraiser for victims of...
Oh, that's great, actually. That's
awesome. 26
yeah.
miles!
Yeah, say that again.
It's the Pro Wrestling Marathon, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. Names like Eddie Edwards, who we talked about before, Cole Cabana, our friends Blue Meanie and Joel Gertner, a lot of other great names, and so that's
great
March 6th, 7th, and 8th. There's a Facebook page about it. I'm not sure what it is. Original Sins Promotions, something like that.
Boston Wrestling Marathon.
Yeah, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. And also, I also have another job where I'll be performing comedy tomorrow night, The Joke Barrel in West Orange, New Jersey. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in West Orange. So hit that up, and now back to you.
Joni Lalo will be there.
Crossroads, when are you going back there?
Probably not till
the year. Kevin's not welcome back because of us.
After the destruction that we put on.
Oh, I didn't. Wasn't.
Yeah, no. No, it was a good show. Anyway.
I got to come see you.
Yeah, you should. It's a good time.
Yeah, so thanks to Drew Gulak for surprising Tony tonight.
Thank you so much
tonight.
For coming out, man. Yeah, this was fun.
Fucking awesome.
Thanks, Dave, for coming out.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure
thanks
as always to
me.
Have you here. You're welcome anytime, both of you guys. Play us off, Keyboard Cat.
Okay, this was played on Opie and Jim this morning, and it's very apropos to the show because it's wrestling related. Oh. I hope you enjoy. It's called The Iron Sheik, Camel Clutch.
The Camel Clutch. The Camel Clutch.
Yeah.
Put you in the Camel Clutch.
Really?
Fuck your ass, I'll make you humble.
Fuck your ass, make you humble.
Put you in the Camel Clutch.
The Camel Clutch.
Put you in the Camel Clutch.
The Camel Clutch.
Put you in the Camel Clutch.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Fuck your ass, I'll make you humble.
Fuck your ass, make you humble.
Thinks he won.
Buck Hogan, I'm the real champion.
No respect for Bill, what he'll do. Turn around and
replace you.
Sheik's at proof, he's better than that.
How many gold medals are you jabroni ass?
Fight the Sheik, you old lass.
Break your back and fuck your ass.
Man or woman, he won't settle demanding.
Suck my challenge cock. Put you in the Camel Clutch.
Ooh, the Camel Clutch.
Put you in the Camel Clutch.
Ooh, the Camel Clutch.
Put you in the Camel Clutch.
Ooh, the Camel Clutch.
I fuck your ass, I'll make you humble.
Fuck your ass, make you humble.
George Clinton don't got the funk, Sheik says.
He was lucky punk.
Never heard of the guy he insulted there.
That jabroni Brian Blair.
See a pretty boy, fight or not.
I fuck his ass, be challenged, my cock.
Bragging men will always crumble.
Fuck your ass, I'll make you humble.
Eat that pussy like it's lunch.
Camel Clutch. Put you in the Camel Clutch. Put you in the Camel Clutch. Put you in the Camel Clutch. I fuck your ass, I'll make you humble.
Fuck your ass, make you humble.
Put you in the Camel Clutch.
The Camel Clutch.
Put you in the Camel Clutch.
The Camel Clutch.
Put you in the Camel Clutch.
The Camel Clutch.
I fuck your ass, I make you humble.
Fuck your ass, make you humble.